the Gamers Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com, and the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com are proud to present Gen Con Actual Play from Gen Con 2010. The Gamers Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com, and the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com are proud to present Gen Con Actual Play from Gen Con 2010.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Kind of go back to what this covered a little bit. So last year, what happened was there was a revelation by the end of the game that, you know, you had ties to these aliens who were guardians, and then there. This is kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with it, the Kirby New Gods stretch stuff.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, so this is kind of the Kirby New Gods thing. These guys would be equivalent to the Darkseid and his folks. And
he's right. From Apocalypse?
He would be the equilibrium of the other New Genesis guys.
Yeah, New Genesis. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's
the Allfather and Orion
good,
and all those
he's
guys.
A good Orion.
Wait, but are you telling me
he's light ray?
You actually built something on Kirby's shitty writing?
Oh, come on now.
He's a great artist. He can't write worth a damn.
He's gonna turn up with
a oh my god. Just don't do Kirby dialogue. For Christ's sake, don't do Kirby dialogue.
Everything's gotta be ass. Big Barda.
And her female Furies or whatever. Oh,
you gotta have if you have an interdimensional escape artist, you're not gonna name him Scott Free? Come on.
No, you're not.
So that adds a little bit. So what happened there was that evil group of your anti
the evil counterpart
showed up and manipulated a military organization that was assigned to protect this new president that was coming in, who was
right.
Anti-Ultra. Manipulated them into like anti-Ultra, anti-superheroes. Manipulated them into saying like, because they were afraid their program was going to get shut down.
And that was the agent program, or
yes, okay.
The American agent program is just a like shield negotiating the Avengers kind of thing.
Have you ever seen a comic book called The American?
Sure.
That was the American agent. Revenant, the character, was a successful cop, Destroyer.
Right.
And so all of a sudden he gets fake death, and he's forced into this program.
In the Destroyer, Rima
Williams. So
we are up and down pop culture references.
See? You know,
so you remember on the fourth Doc Savage novel, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Wilson brought in Justice Inc.
So anyway, that program, American Agent, you guys ended up hooking up with them. And in last year's scenario, American Agent, who was not part of the group normally, was attached. So there were five people from the group, and he was another PC. And you were supposed to provide security, enhanced security to the inauguration.
Great job.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Didn't quite pull it off because you were kind of ambushed by these aliens, and then it looked like the American Agent was tied in with them, and depending on who was playing American Agent and what he did at the very tail end of things, most of the time they broke he flipped sides and broke everybody out, but it was too late. They were getting ready to do an invasion of the planet, these aliens were. You guys blew up the big Death Star type thing that they have boom tubes equivalent, although they weren't called boom tubes, of course, because there was a little TM at the end of it. But they had things that could jump whole armies down to Earth instantly, and so you just kind of blew up the big space station they had. But you arrived too late to save the president, which led
so,
to that effect.
In other words, we had our hands full with a few more cosmic level types.
Yeah. So the result of that was, of course, some people kind of quitting the team and things like that. So.
Is that under Revenant?
You're black and white.
Is that what happened to Revenant?
No, Revenant was already kind of having problems.
We were dealing with a bad thing.
To work
I can't
with
be everywhere agent. At once.
You guys
another bad thing happened. So is that a black or a white?
He still has to live a false life.
Another bad thing happened with being a black.
He can't tell his family that he's still alive and stuff like that.
Ray, okay.
He got away from the American agent, but he can't put his name.
No.
All right.
So
what was the? So did it end up that the American agent we were working on was acting on General Beauregard's orders, but then flipped sides to help us? All right.
And we had, in one of the sessions last year here, the guy who was doing the American Agent waited until the last minute to finally flip. And when he flipped, he went all the way and helped you guys, etc. But then at the end of it, we did a Bruce Banner moment. So it was like, the little dun-dun-dun-dun. He's left the team. He's in like Ohio somewhere. He's wearing his civilian clothes, and he's like, there's rain coming down. He stops at a newsstand and sees a newspaper, and he's reading it and stuff. And then he ditches his American Agent costume and little soft, sad music.
Hanging out of a trash can.
Of course, yeah.
Awesome. He did a great job with it. So that was
nice.
Yeah. It was classic.
So was Beauregard hooked up with these aliens?
No one knows where he went to at the end of it. He got away.
But Beauregard got away.
He was being manipulated by the aliens.
Who was? He was manipulated by the aliens. Oh, okay.
He didn't realize that they were going to invade the planet.
So the aliens wanted to assassinate the leadership of the United States to coincide with their invasion.
Yep.
All right.
And Beauregard just wanted the president killed because he wanted to protect the American Agent program. It was going to get cut by the new president. So he didn't see the big picture because he couldn't see that far out.
Sure.
So that's where we left off last year.
Was Variable part of that completed?
No. This is his first time playing. So he's done minor missions. This is the real mission.
Nightshade wasn't involved in that either.
I'm sorry?
Nightshade was not involved in that.
Nope. Not in the debacle.
Yeah, where were you guys?
While you were dealing with your...
While I was dealing with the big mothership in the sky.
Yes, we saved the planet Earth, thank you. No, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Save your things. Yeah, we one man lost his life, so the Earth remains free
and
as a planet.
Vice President,
great.
And Speaker, and...
Yeah.
I can't be everywhere once.
I see you put a lot of cachet on titles.
Well, when you have invulnerable skin, it's kind of hard to, get blood.
Okay. I'm doing okay. We're going to get rolling. If there are any other questions, unless it's critical, I can answer them as we go. Mechanics-wise, I tend to play pretty loose on them. Don't get too hung up. All right. It was CyberPath's research. By the way, some of you guys have dramas and stuff with CyberPath. Like I said, I'll play him as an NPC. No big deal. Just picture kind of a semi-paranoid, geeky guy.
What, at Gen Con? That's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't go there. That never happens.
It was his research that put you here. Nearly 3 years ago, the team's core members encountered the Impossible, a U-72 Ultimate Android combat system. Impossible because at that time, the U-51 was a prototype still facing significant challenges. So U-50-whatevers and 70-whatevers, picture like Justice League, the little Ultimate Android thing, or in Marvel, the, what do they call those?
Ultron?
No, like the life model of decoy type. So picture something like that, but these are like, they were built to train police and superheroes and stuff like that. But of course, supervillains get a hold of them, tweak them, and stuff like that. You guys, where does it go?
Impossible. What are they called?
Ultimate Android Combat System, WAX, is the short name for them. But you fought a U-72,
okay.
Even though U-51s, so version 5, it just rolled out. So you came across something that was way out of sync with time. CyberPath's interest in U-72 and the person using it, which was like an archrival of Bowman, produced a lead, and that lead turned into a tip, and the next thing you knew, you had the framework of another one of CyberPath's crazy little conspiracy theories. That conspiracy theory led you to Nepal and to this miserable moment. You've got a Nepal.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, my God. How could it possibly get worse than that? You've got a freezing wind blasting through your Arctic gear at this point, and it's finding every opening, challenging every inch of material, kind of like Angel with her costume. Wherever your skin is exposed, it aches. You've got no more
That's a lot of aching.
Not for me.
You've no more than 60 feet of visibility.
Do you need a coat? I mean,
no.
Come on.
I'm fine. I have angelic hardiness.
That's right. Some of you aren't affected by it, but the others.
Oh, well, I'm not affected at all.
Anyway, you've got about 60 foot of visibility and stuff. Even inside of your parka hood, you've got the howling wind overwhelming your radios and stuff like that. You were en route to a place called Pokhara, a nice little city in the Himalayas, when ground air missiles rocked your ship called Strike Hawk. These weren't run-of-the-mill missiles. They actually were able to get past your countermeasures. And you had to land in a small valley about 60 kilometers southwest of your destination. You split up into three teams, as you would in a comic book. And CyberPath and Nightshade, you were headed off northwest to check out a mountain village that was spotted during your descent. Angel and Ultraman, you were headed southwest to check where you felt the missiles launched from.
Of course, there's the greatest danger there. We
sort
go.
Them out, yes.
Yeah.
And then Artifact and Variable, the geeks, you're repairing the Strike Hawk.
Yeah.
So you've got the Strike Hawk's landed. It's kind of like ticking from the heat in this extreme cold. It's kind of doing an accelerated cool down.
Random sparks.
Yeah. I don't need to show you the picture of Nepal where that you guys all know where Nepal is. And you're in like a little valley. So.
The country on the planet Earth. We're good.
up between India and China.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with you and with CyberPath. You are heading up towards the village, and what I need from you is a perception check, a notice check to start off with. And CyberPath's kind of like riding along on this big metal cat.
That robot cat.
Yep. The cat's like jumping on walls.
So 1 plus 13, so 14?
14, okay. Like I said, you got limited visibility. It's just, and your eyes keep watering, and it's just really brutal.
Is that CyberPath's smell, or is that the conditions?
Unless you found it outside.
You're running out of this, you get distracted by CyberPath. Yeah, it just never stops.
Are the shadows yammering too, or is it like listening to two conversations at once? Or?
You got the usual whispers that kind of, you know, there's always the traffic, if you will. But it's relatively quiet here. Maybe quite a bit more quiet than normal.
Okay.
Anyway, he's just babbling on and on about all the crap that's going on inside the team. You know, like, what do you think about Artifact? Is he going to be able to handle this? It looks like he's having real problems with Ultraman and. I don't know. I don't know if he's up to the task.
I don't know. I think. I don't know. I'm thinking she should keep her eye more on Ultraman lately. If you haven't noticed, he's getting some pretty bad influences from Angel lately.
Yeah. He kind of did. You say Angel, and he's like, yeah. All in another world for a moment.
I'm distracted.
Dreamweaver. Exactly.
He goes, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. I had to look at your right song in my head there for a second. I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot to give you that.
So, you had a 16 or a 13 or?
14. It was 1 plus 14.
Okay. So you look over, you can see, as you're kind of flying along, you can see when you mention Angel, and he's like, distracted. You see a little form, just kind of, again, with a wind blasting the snow and stuff. You see this little form along this ridge, just a little above you, just kind of suddenly start running along in parallel with you.
Okay.
Probably looks like a kid almost.
Okay. How far away is that?
Probably about 50 feet out from your position.
So I can actually move there with teleportation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can easily shift direction and fly over there.
Oh, that's just teleporting. Why would you want to fly in a blizzard if you could just appear in the other location?
You could also teleport, yes.
Okay, so just teleport too.
All right, so...
Keep basically in front of it.
Yeah, he looks over, he's like, and, you know, there's nothing but like this little coalescing bit of shadow. And then you're up on the ridge, what, like in front of where this person was?
Yeah,
running?
Like 15 paces totally in front of me.
Okay, so you hear whoop, and this little thing, this kid, stops. It skids to a stop on the snow, you know. And it's not a kid. It looks like a fae.
Okay.
It has the oversized head, the scrawny little arms and legs. It has some makeshift parka pieces.
Okay.
You know, like the legs are exposed in the snow. It looks completely...
Yes, and I expect her winter outfit is exactly like
she
this,
has,
except with the fur lining on the
cuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Fur cloak.
It's her winter gear.
Yeah.
It's this, but with fur lining on the bottom and at the belt.
Very little.
At the ankles.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe a little fur.
Like hood. Yeah. Yeah.
That's her winter gear.
She stops.
Hello?
I don't bother with her gear.
Are you here for the villagers?
I don't have to.
I've known it.
Over.
I bet you're
terribly alarmed by me.
All right. Am I here for the villagers? How exactly?
Well, they're all gone. All the families. Sad, but I thought maybe you were here for them. You're too late.
Do you know where the families went?
No. I've been watching them for days.
And he points off in the direction you were headed. Which, by the way, you still see a cat in the distance now. Still making a mole walk in his hand.
I can't.
So, when did you notice the villagers disappear?
Whoa, camel!
Sometime back.
And you were more concerned watching them, and I pointed to the general.
I've been waiting for them to do something.
And he just kind of shakes his head.
Wait here. Teleport back to the other guy. I'm just interviewing some small critter up in the mountain. I'll be right back. He teleports back.
All right, so he brings the cat to a spot.
Interviewing?
I can pull out my video camera and go, do you mind if I try to keep this so I can...
Gets his head right up in it, you know. It's all distorted and everything, but he's got takes a little taste of it also.
Okay. So just tell me what you know about the missing villagers and the people you were watching.
Wow.
Record.
And he rambles on for a little bit about, they showed up.
Okay.
They came from that way.
All right.
And, you know,
it's been a problem here for a while. Mining and stuff. And all of a sudden, one day, they just decided to take the villagers.
So they were the ones who took the villagers.
Okay.
So you just hit the big eye. Might be a challenge for him to put things together in a linear fashion.
Okay.
The Fae aren't really good at that.
It was around the same time. Okay. And why did you start watching them? Did anything else happen on the Fae side?
Well, yeah. There have been problems. That's why I'm here.
What kind of problems?
That's due to the magic.
Oh. That would explain a few things. So you guys are a bit distracted on that side, then.
Lots of problems.
And he looks at you like he's kind of vaguely aware of, you know, like maybe seeing your aura. Maybe that's why he's comfortable with that.
Well, can you think of anything else that they've been doing other than mining and taking villagers?
I'm sure someone's got something on that. They didn't tell me. Two of them
first. Is there anyone else around here? Any more Fae?
No,
you're the
I'm the one.
You're the guy, they said. I can see why you're a trustworthy fellow.
He got
oh, boy.
Okay, well, just, you know, I'm going to see what I can do on this side to try to calm things down on your end, but I need to go back to the guy with the big cat over there.
He looks over in that direction.
Okay, and then I'll go find the village and bring them back. So
you're hearing the faint echoes.
All right, so then turn off the cat. Turn off the cat. Turn off the camera, just take a second of your time, then teleport back.
I forgot to install the heater on the cat.
I guess I could get near the radioactive core. All right, so you get back over there. Give me another notice check.
No, I do have to go to the bathroom.
It's 26.
26. So you're back over there. There's a moment where the wind dies down a little bit. The snow stops blowing so intensely for just a moment. And you can see off in the distance a terrace village.
Imagine that as you're looking in, and these are like increasing. Yep. And those represent buildings.
All right. So you can see that. You see no movement.
Okay.
So no doors opening and closing. No people walking around.
Okay. Most likely
he's
the
following
empty.
Your eyes.
You see something?
Villager where people recently went missing, but we should probably keep going.
Lead on.
Okay, so start flying this thing.
Okay. So he's bounding after you. He's again babbling on uselessly. He seems to be almost nervously chatting with you about things. Maybe he's feeling that you guys are kind of a junior team or something.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, he's way less interesting than the other battling I can
do. And so I had to reset the RAM on it, and then it was just terrible. And
I can't find the control off the lead.
Does this have a reset button? I wonder if I could hook my Wiimote up to it.
What are you doing about this village as you get over there?
Was that in the direction we're heading with the people who took them?
That was the place that you were supposed to check to see if maybe it would offer some sort of, you know, like help to.
Are there any signs of a struggle or anything else that's going on?
You know, give it a look around. Are you going to go in? You going to have Cyberpath go in? How are you going to do that?
He can start like on the lower end, and I'll start on the higher end. Cause,
okay, so yeah, you
just
split
take a
up
look around.
Right,
splitting the party is always a good idea.
Well,
it can also be a bad idea.
No, of course not.
So
we're superheroes.
He can take care of himself.
Yeah, you say, why don't you check the lower end, I'll check the upper end, and he's like, okay.
And to actually check any buildings, I'll actually astral project inside, so it's not actually me that's it.
Okay. So he takes the cat and starts climbing up. There's a little path you can see in there.
Okay.
And he starts making his way up there. As the two of you are doing that, you said you're teleporting up?
Yeah, I'd be up on the top ledge and then like astral projecting from the roof into buildings.
All right, so let me come back to you two in just a moment. I'm going to roll around to Angel and Ultraman. Obviously, the two of you don't need any kind of protective gear.
The most important pair of the group in their own minds.
Most attractive and important.
Don't leave out attractive.
I'm sort of hanging a little bit behind going,
No signal.
I will see her hanging back behind for different reason.
All right.
Yeah, that's what you can do.
She's a very attractive woman.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very attractive.
So the two of you are kind of doing the Wonder Woman, Superman and thing, flying along as if there's nothing wrong in sub-zero weather. And you're just kind of flying towards what these guys said they thought the missiles came from that direction. Are you? What are you doing?
Well, I say find those missiles. We hit them hard and we hit them fast.
What else would we do?
Well, yeah.
So you're looking for? Did the missiles leave vapor trails or anything else you could trace back to the launch site?
Maybe like a hint. Do you have like provision?
He does, I'm sure. I do.
Now, I have x-ray vision, like extended sight, although I think with the blizzard conditions...
You can see through the snow. X-ray vision.
All right, so the two of you don't really see the snow trail or anything like that.
All right.
You need normal snow checks.
All right. Well, let's divide up. I'll, you know, one of us can go high, one of us can go low.
I'll go high. I can use my X-ray, my ultra vision.
All right, I'll do kind of a treetop skim level, and he'll be up high.
I'll be up high, seeing when I can see if there's any metallic structures down there. I'll be able to see it.
Flying up and doing no. Yep.
Right. Oh, natural 20.
Nat 20, which is easily going to give you any kind of. It's not a critical, but it's still a very good roll.
You're 28 with my notice.
Experience so, with life-giving radiation.
Exactly.
These valleys and stuff. You stop every now and then, look around, and just, you see a little section over behind you. All of a sudden, just open up. Not normal.
No, not good.
And at the last moment, you kind of notice out of the corner of your eye, behind you, the same kind of thing. So this wall over here just slides away, and over here, same kind of thing. They open up, and out in you see like the notion of missiles like rolling out as if they're getting ready to launch.
And at me? They're aimed at me.
If you'd be a convenient target.
I'll sit there and wait for them to aim at me then.
All right. So you're using your X-ray vision.
She could be posing a bit.
You see,
I got an 11. So I fly above the clouds, and my phone immediately beeps that I have a text message. And I go,
reception, hey.
Chinese is fine.
Oh, that one.
Next Thursday?
So, you may have a moment where it's like, Ultraman or whatever, and he's not there.
Okay.
You see,
what are you doing again?
Big,
right, Nepal.
missiles firing.
I'm gonna try to time it so I move out of the way just in the nick of time. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. That's why I let him take aim.
So at the last second, you're gonna make that move, which I'm gonna say is good enough.
All right.
You'll have give me a reflex check.
All right. 20 natural.
So you couldn't possibly have timed it any better. You
just checking.
It's not even close for you to take any damage. You shoot straight up in the air. Just the two of them are coming in.
That's what superheroes do.
So, yeah.
Oh my!
Put that away.
Down below you, you've got a big explosion.
EYL.
Get right back. Explosion.
Now it looks like you think the missile problem. You also notice, you had a notice 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you see if the snow being kicked up. There's a whole bunch of like about 3 foot high spiders. Metallic spiders start popping up out of the snow. They're just probably in range for about 18 of them.
Okay.
And they're just lining up, and you can see the little weapons bristling on top.
Alright. Are these, are the holes where the missiles came out of still open? I'm flying into one before it closes.
Alright.
Ultraman can clean up these spiders. I'm going to go see what's behind these walls.
So that's going to give the spiders some free shots at you.
That's fine.
Okay, give me two toughness saves at, you want a 25 or less.
25 or less?
I'm sorry, 25 or more. All
right. Yes.
These are like, they're a lot of
Like that.
Right.
And yes.
Probably not Legos.
Sorry?
Probably not Legos.
Probably mad.
No, all right. It's Lego.
Cling, cling. Just fly right through the hail of fire and end up in the mountain.
And then you get to
the boom.
And you just come right out of the explosion.
And you get into this little missile, like, launching bay.
I can't. By the way, I can't think of how much I'd love to have a photographer to shoot all this, because I think this would look great on
the
wall.
And all the boys in the base are.
All the boys in the base like.
All right.
So you are in this little area. You can see many of the red shirts.
Exactly. They're like, no, I'm not fighting that. Not for minimum wage.
And that's what I see. Is it automated completely?
Yeah,
is it completely enclosed or does it leave the place else? It's just completely enclosed.
Looks like some sort of defense system.
All right, well, I want to disable this auto loader.
Okay.
So that it can no longer load any more of these 10 missiles.
That's enough of that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We've had enough of that. All right, and it's kind of just this little automated system.
Oh, actually, you know what I want to do? I want to wait. The next one's getting ready to fire.
It's loading up in there, yeah.
You ready to fire? I want to try to see if I can aim it at the other base across the valley.
Nice. Okay. So it's loading up. You can hear it, click, 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 and activating and such. And then he flies down into the valley, and he's like, coming down into the valley. There's all these little robots out there, and they're now tracking it up to you.
Okay.
Well, I'm just seeing no sign of Angel at this point. There's just all this smoking shrapnel on the ground. Little bitty fires,
hissing and popping.
Well, I'm just going to fly straight down into one of the spiders.
Okay. Roll, unless you roll a one, you destroy it.
Yeah, nice.
Little spider, you toast it, and the rest of them, like, open up on you. Same thing for you. This time it's three toughness saves.
Okay, that's going to be a 22, so no.
You're a minus one on the next one.
Pass. That's 26, and fail again. So okay.
By how bad?
4, 9. That's another 22 with the minus one.
Okay. So you're hit with a couple of these blasts. You do a whole scene where you knock backwards and smack into the wall. Snow kicks up in the air.
Smack into the wall and hear a clanging sound. Clang.
Yeah. And then the snow falls down on you. You probably hear a little bit of that, and then the missile launches. Give me an opportunity to divert.
Okay, what is that exactly?
Wow, that sounds like a heroic thing.
What?
A heroic thing. just give me an int check. Add a d20, add your int bonus.
Does it have to be an int check? That's not my strongest.
She's pretty bright, actually.
I know, she is pretty bright, but she's not as bright as she is attractive.
You look good towards the missile.
No, I do not.
Okay, so.
You
tried.
Oh, well, that would have been cool.
But you may have been distracted by Ultraman's wolf. Hanging into the wall and getting covered with snow.
All right. Well, then, I'll disable this thing, then.
Okay,
before
so
I leave
fly
it.
Out.
Yeah. Disable the autoloader after that one fired.
Okay. So you hit the thing, and you hit rocks playing out in the air, and you hear, like, a little playing. So we'll come back to you in just a moment. I need to go back to Nightshade and Cyberpath. You were getting ready to project yourself out a little bit.
I was landing on the roof and getting ready to project myself inside. Yeah,
so you just settled down and you haven't projected yet, but you see doors open all of a sudden. And now you see guys kind of hustling out with, like, automatic weapons, RPGs, and stuff like that. And I don't mean D&D or something. I mean, like, rocket shell grenades. They're running out.
We have James, books and mutants and masterminds are in there.
Yeah.
Hit them. So they're running out and taking a position. They have not seen you. They seem to be focusing on Cyberpath.
That huge cat thing that's running around.
It's like,
oh, God, he's got a robot cat.
Yeah.
I can make a force field.
That's just around you.
Just around me, okay.
Now, you could burn a hero point if you wanted to try and expand it out or project it or something.
Okay.
That,
but I don't, what's the range for?
Oh, it's plenty of range.
Okay.
You wanted to try and project, are you trying to?
I want to try to block them in it.
Okay, so you're going to bubble in a bunch of these guys?
Yeah.
All right, so there were three that were coming out of one house, and you just kind of blew them in?
Yeah.
Okay, so they suddenly stop. You know, they can't.
Oh, I don't need to work that.
Because you also have create object, which does the same thing you just described. So you only have to burn a hero point.
Oh, okay.
So you just create object.
A dome. Blow up shadows.
Okay.
And then I go, what's the guy's name? Cyber something?
Cyberpath,
we have company!
Okay.
I see that!
Coming around on the cat, and he's actually having the cat like leap in amongst a bunch of these guys.
Okay.
So that, you know, they're firing at each other. And he's doing some distraction. I'm going to roll back over to the ship.
Okay.
So the two of you are doing, you know, you're down in the bay of the ship, and you've got all these cables running out, equipment that you're cannibalizing bonus from one place to try and get something else running.
No, the hydro spanner.
So it's a moment for you two.
I have a question. When I have my powers, do I turn on density separate from growth? Can I turn both on at the same time?
Yeah.
And then shrinking and growth. And when
shrinking and growth are the binaries. So those one or the other. You can't be
shrinking and density.
Right.
And then micro density is substantial. Is that like the vision?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're fixing this.
Yep. You've got all kinds of stuff, all kinds of crazy tools and gear.
And I'm periodically shrinking to go look at components coming back and growing and saying, no, it's totally wrecked. We're going to have to reroute it.
Right.
And I'm talking to Artifact, who I don't know his name, but he can know mine because I want everyone to know. Right? Because I looked at it, I don't have a secret identity.
Not really.
Yes. So I have my hood back, and I'm talking to him while I'm working.
The one thing, you do have the ability to create components as needed. So
absolutely.
You can easily
manufacture replacements for anything.
So you're making sense. So we're talking about what we need, and you can make it?
Absolutely.
And I'm going, I can't believe we're fixing the goddamn plane. We're fixing the plane. No, it's okay that I'm fixing the plane, right? I'm a new guy. You should be out there with me, and one of them should be back here with me.
What, you really think Ultraman can...
No, I think he's an idiot. But I think that you need to step up and start running...
An ultra idiot, thank you very much.
I need a 460.
Yeah, got it.
Really? Right? You're the man.
Yeah.
They're going crazy.
They are.
This converter is completely... you know, we only got to build the plane because we had to carry me... You know, and Cyberpath, you know, and Nightshade back, because they can fly back, because they're, you know, from space. Or Asgard, or whatever.
Jealous. A lot of haters.
I'm brushing up the haters.
Super hearing, man. They're just, wow.
I worked hard.
Did you hear you don't have that super hearing squeaking sound? Just like ripping spiders apart?
Exactly.
I didn't hear anything.
Heroic things. I can't hear bitching.
Nice intro of the that whole aspect. So take yourself a hero point for that. Well done. That's something that he's working on and building out the angle of, you know, I earned my superpowers. So well done. And you're doing well, you know, working with him. You're looking at probably about 5 minutes worth of work left over.
Okay.
Give me a notice check. You've just come out of like this one component.
Nine.
Bay. Nine? Okay.
Yeah. Assuming none of my super senses help.
You got a notice, right? You got a notice skill.
Yeah,
that is.
Second page.
Yes, I got 28.
28. So as you two are kind of exchanging all these technical, and you're giving the rah-rah speech and such, looks like the team's coming back.
Okay.
You see Angel, Cyberpath. Cyberpath is riding his little golem. Ray, Nightshade, and Ultraman, they're all coming back.
Okay.
We're coming back.
They look like, you know, they're giving the sign that the radios are out.
You're following somebody who has the kidnappings.
Do I notice anything unusual? Is it the come home?
Yeah, they're just making their way back. You're kind of.
I'm still trying to hail.
Okay. All right.
On my Hodgson device. Powered by Hodgson.
Yeah, and guess what? It's broken again.
Also known as electricity. No, it's quantum.
So he's over there, like, you know,
yeah,
blah blah blah. All right. They like I said, they see me going, like,
okay.
Flying, or some of them are running, or whatever, over towards you. Just casual things, nothing crazy.
From the same direction?
Yeah, like they must have met up a little ways out from the vehicle.
Coming back
what? They must have been coming back.
From a different direction?
So they're coming in one group.
But they left in different directions.
Okay.
They must have seen each other and grouped up.
All right.
Probably over their broken radios.
But we still have 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Why don't you go greet him? I'm going to finish up here.
Okay. So you're kind of hauling components out.
Growing big to put them in, shrinking down to see what needs to be done.
All right. Yes. You're making your way out towards them?
Yeah, step out.
Okay. Ultraman, it takes the lead. And starts flying towards you. Not uncommon. You've seen him do that a lot.
Yeah, not surprising at all. Not surprising in the least.
It's this strange kind of sudden acceleration towards you. That's a little different. And as he suddenly, he's flying casual, right? And then all of a sudden, just fists ball up and flies right into you and smacks you.
It's about time. This is the throwdown I've been waiting for.
Give me a toughness save.
You should have suspected when we were catfighting.
Yeah, it's true.
Ruby is at what level?
6.
I'm pretty sure. So not good enough.
So it just means that getting more small attacks.
Yeah, like guns and stuff like that.
So 20.
So Ilfred flies up and smacks you, and you go airborne and smack into snow several feet back. You probably have to knock, but it's a bruise.
What's crap?
It's a bruise. It's nothing else. Okay. So next time you roll for a toughness save, you'll take a -1 on it.
Okay.
But, I hear this.
Yeah, you know, you've just come out with another component and tossed it out. You're like, what didn't blow up? And you see Ultraman suddenly accelerate into him, and he's like,
also quite a bit of cursing.
I'm running towards Ultraman.
Okay.
Ultraman.
Yeah, kind of doing his old ultra pose.
What the hell is broken? You're turning to the mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What size?
I think I'm dense but normal size.
Okay. Leaving big holes in the snow as you run forward.
I'm not going to attack him. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Okay. And Angel, not surprisingly, looks like she's flying up to say something about that. And she must be planning to use this sword for emphasis. So,
and, do I have an action or not?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go insubstantial.
Okay.
Let's take it the other way.
Using the power of the Hodgson particle, I'm using my self-designed shoe source.
So at the last second, you're giving Ultraman a right. What for?
And I see her, and I'm like,
yeah. She looks like that would have been a lethal blow. Just, you know, you can just feel it, your little vibration in your
Now, I understand that these are A-teamers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, whoa, 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 whoa! Okay!
This is some weird hazing.
Exactly. Can't we all talk about this? Can't we all talk about this artifact? Artifact, can't we all talk about this?
What the? Please be as
no more chatty chatty. Time to use the mystic K-Ron crystal or whatever the hell you got
going. Alright, we'll get back to you two in a second. We'll get back to you two in just a second.
Okay.
We'll roll back over to you two. Right. So you're not in the camp kicking their ass.
Right.
You're sheared off the head of a missile.
It was the loading device that I wanted to
use. Oh, okay.
To disable.
Oh, good. That means that you've just shaken off the snow. You
Temple grave.
No. They just fired the last one when I sheared off the loading device. So the mine wasn't able to load again.
Okay.
But so the one that missile. Just flew out.
Yeah, yeah. One missile, you know, you shake off the snow, and one missile comes at you, and now I'll need a toughness 25 again.
No, an 18 that time, so.
You look over there.
I was like, ugh.
And he goes airborne.
And smash. I was going to lose it. Kids these days. All right. No, what is typically when I can do something.
Are you bruised? Three, I think you got three bruises.
Three bruises now, and that probably staggered me.
Oh, okay.
Because I failed by, I only got a 18 on, or 18, 16 on that, so.
Oh, no, you're stunned then.
Stunned, right.
So you're just shy of a stagger, so an explosion knocks him airborne, he smacks, you know, you get the whole cape up between the legs. Woo! Hits the ground, rolls a little bit.
Oh, this is getting all real quick.
And the little robot like moving over towards the guy, you know, like climbing on the walls and stuff to get a better shot at him.
Okay. I want to. Can I? Oh, I can. I'm going to take one of the missiles from this missile silo and throw it at the other missile silo like a spear.
Don't roll on.
Exactly.
All
right.
Sorry, Ultra Red.
Two.
Yeah, so you whoosh and lop it, and of course the tail fins are perfect. Right into as it's getting ready to launch another one.
I've seen this before, but it's still a shot.
You have to take out quite a few robots too. So you get this big back blast out into the valley that you're in.
Really, where is the press?
Yeah, that's the problem. You don't get enough press.
Yes.
There are shows on TV.
Just blown up a whole bunch of them. You still have the Ultraman over in the snow.
He can take care of himself. He's a big boy.
He's got still a little ultra bird flying around him. I'm going to switch from their scene for a moment to you. You've pinned in a whole bunch. Cyberpath is now having them shoot at each other, and he's screaming, just, you know,
okay.
Short how, panic.
How much can I do in, like, one round movement-wise? Like,
in this area, you can easily cover the whole area.
No, it's just, like, I'd like to move to closer to the ball thing, change it into a cage of Shadow, tell them, you're putting down your weapons now or I'm smothering you.
Okay. So you fly forward and easily, and you shift it into bars. You say, you know, drop it or smothering or whatever, which they take as a signal to fire you.
Lovely.
They don't speak English, evidently.
Yeah. And these guys look, they're wearing parkas and all kinds of things. They look kind of semi-local. They fire wildly.
Okay.
But it's, you know, that's their job is to fire.
So I can't shrink the cage on this round. It has to be next round.
You've not done any attacks, so you just shrink it.
Shrink it to like more like, you know, Evan's black tentacles have been just hold them.
You hear like, and then also when the RPG round goes off. So you've taken those guys out. As you release the cage, the darkness sucks back up into you, and you see smoke and body parts. Give me a notice check.
That was a bit more than I was planning for.
Body parts.
Body parts.
21.
Something about those body parts is a little odd. Wires sticking out of them and all kinds of plastic spread around. It's not like you saw it.
Cyberpath, you can kill them. They're not real.
Robots.
Oh, by the way, they're not real, you said?
They're not real.
Okay. What do you mean they're not real? These bullets seem real enough. Yeah, you got bullets.
They're machines.
Off.
They're not people.
Machines? Oh, well, that's different.
It was snowing, but I didn't know it was Christmas yet.
Yeah, exactly. Nice to play. If you'd been playing Cyberpath on that line, that would have been a point. Great one. But yeah, he gets a big grin and he's like, looks over and starts. You see some of these guys not turning on each other. You got RPG into the middle of them. So you more or less solved your problem. He's just like rapidly taking control of them and shooting each other.
Well, he's going free through the candy store. I want to start covering the buildings.
Okay, so you're gonna take your opportunity to check around every building you check. deck is empty.
Okay.
You see signs of, like, consistent with what you heard from that old mountain. Looks like people were just kind of dragged away.
Okay.
Breakfast and stuff are set. Everything indicates it's consistent with what you heard before.
Okay.
So that, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to roll back to my ass.
The initiation.
Yeah.
The beat in. We're beating him into the gang.
It's better than sex in.
Oh, you could have had that, but your attitude, no, no.
I'll do it.
Try to x-ray him, try to see if there's any like hidden devices on him. Like,
strong you notice that? Yeah, are they being controlled or whatever?
Standard books that you would expect. Yeah, no, 7.
7?
Apparently I suck at notice. Like hardcore.
So you get all kinds of cool toys on, but the base problem is you.
Yes. The problem is just between cheap keyboard and chair.
All over your body.
Technology is good.
Probably just between chair and keyboard.
So you have some obscure maybe you haven't seen anything. Maybe that's what it is, or maybe they've been mind controlled by something.
Can I flip my density? How do phases work?
On your action, you know, you can do, you've got like you switch things around at the start of your action.
Yeah.
But only when you're in that for pretty much the rest of the action.
Okay.
Unless you turn a power on.
Okay. Can I turn on my density and super strength and I'm going to punch it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, density goes plus 40 strength.
Yeah, you're crazy strong.
And super strength is plus another 30?
Super strength is for lifting.
Okay.
So you can like lift.
Okay. My strength now is
your
strength.
Yeah. You're crazy strong.
I'm going to punch him.
Okay.
And I got unarmed attack plus 60.
Now that's when you're small, but you're good.
So I don't know like when all these,
which numbers work for which stick. Right, don't worry about it.
12 plus whatever.
Yeah, and so she's still in mid-swing pose, you know, post-swing pose, and just leave a shot kind of thing. And you tag her, clap. Give me the number I need to roll against. So you said 20 or 30?
28.
No, for your strength, you said it was something
like
32 or whatever?
52.
Yeah, sorry. And that's going to put me into the... Okay. So you tag her, and she... Yeah. You kind of may have hit her a little harder than you thought.
No, I don't think that's
true. 18 as you thought she was.
There was a bit of collapse.
Oh,
when
okay.
You hit.
Oh,
so, like, yeah.
Well, if I got to kill her, then I'm going to have to kill all you people.
I can't do time. I got prior.
You're Henry Pym. You're going to do time.
I got prior.
At some point, you're going to do a lot of time.
Yeah, you felt something give big time. You punched into her, and she goes airborne with a and smacks up against this wall, and you're more cracking and stuff, and she slides down.
I turned to her back and I go, oh shit! I think I killed her! You didn't see anything!
You didn't see her, goddamn! Is she leaving a bloody streak or like spark?
No, there's no blood. In which we usually play PG-13, so there will be some blood.
Yeah.
But no.
Tasteful.
Yeah, tasteful.
Yes.
So you don't see something like she hit the rock, and even with your bad notice, you still would have heard, you know, but you don't see anything.
But she doesn't seem to be getting up because I'm thinking.
No,
I got a third.
Normally, you pissed off the other creature.
Normally, she gets just enough blood on her to emphasize her attributes and get better pictures. But she's a syringe.
No, angels don't bleed.
God's
PG.
So, are you doing anything? You just did a look earlier. Are you going to take any action?
I'm just going to
fire an impulse at them.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Try and configure any impulse.
You got one, you lob it in their direction?
Basically.
They haven't unclumped yet, those three.
Right.
You got Ultraman up at the front, the other two have come up to get on his flank.
Yeah.
And,
I'll get up on Mr. Pym.
Okay.
No. Hodgkin, please.
Hodgkin, excuse me.
Take a shot. Just roll an attack. Where are you guys?
Guess what's winning?
Oh, nice.
Your timing is perfect. So you let loose with this EMP type shot, and they get kind of the little speed lines looking effect off of them. And they do like that, and then they just momentarily look like they're okay, and it slaps with smoke coming up off.
Okay. That's the way we do it.
Option number two, robot doubles.
I'm like, robots? Oh, man, but that's the kind of attitude you need in a team meeting.
Back over to you two.
All right.
So, Ultraman is shaking it off. More robots are getting in position to take shots.
How many robots are there now left if that missile book goes?
There's about six
left. All right. And they're all like ganging up on surrounding him. All right. I want to fly down and grab one and use it as a club to go after another one.
Okay.
Grab one by its leg.
Give me just a D20. Your grab is crazy. So
10 plus whatever.
Easily.
All right.
So you grab one. Trying to adjust its sights.
All right. Use it to smack another one.
Okay.
13.
That's good enough. You're using this fairly decent size. The legs are out full. You smack it, and your strength is pretty good. Their toughness is not so much. So you smack it into it and spray it components. And you get like a couple of sparky shots as they were trying to fire it.
Now, since I have takedown attack, does that mean I can, this is a knockdown?
You normally would have to have, you know, somebody in front of you, somebody next to them. And,
oh, okay. All right.
And in this case, because they were tightly clumped to go after him, that's perfect.
Okay.
Set yourself up for it.
All right, go after another one then.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess if that last one hit, this one will hit too. 15.
I rolled a 2 for the toughness save.
All right, so smash, smash. All right.
Okay, another one.
What?
I think do you have the continuous?
No, not continuous. It just says takedown attack.
All right, so counter disable and opponent with a melee, you get one extra.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it.
I think it's ultimate takedown. I think that's the other one.
So you've taken out three. The other three are going to take shots at you. One hits, toughness 25.
See if I can actually make a die roll this time. With a minus 3, that's going to be a 23. So.
23.
But it's not. But it's not another stun.
No, it's just another.
So, the adventures of Noltra.
And I land and goes, that's it.
Maybe the media should be here.
No, I'm going to start getting used
to it. That's it. Oh, that's really it. Now she's just going to be mad at me.
Boom. Wait, who's the she? Wait, who's the she?
And I'm going to hit the ground in front of me. And
no, wait, who's the she?
Do the Earth Strike thing.
Yep.
Forget these robots. So,
yeah, what? Who are you talking about?
Don't talk about
this.
With a melee, right? That would be a 15.
That's going to be good enough. I didn't even break 6 on any of my... 6 was my highest roll. So, you see the whole, like, crow thrown into the ground.
Yes.
Rocks flying up. These creatures, these robots fly up. Rocks hitting them in the air. They're destroyed. Everything gets back to the ground. By the time everything is falling back down and there's snow, I mean, right on the edge of an avalanche.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Responsible. And as all this stuff is settling and stuff, you see a section of rocks falling off of like the wall you banged into earlier, and it looks like a door. Like a faux, like a facade of rock has been knocked off, and now you've got metal showing. See, like a small scene. So maybe a door.
All right, the Sword of Celestial can make short work of this. Shing.
And proceeding forward.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to you in just a second.
I'll step forward and pick up like the discarded leg of one of the things. Just like lacrosse class.
All right.
Nice shape.
No. Think about that.
Everything all consistent with what you heard before.
Okay.
And Cyberpath is like almost done here. Done.
Okay, you're done playing now? Go teleport over to him.
Wait.
He's hopping up towards
you. Now I'm done, yeah.
So he stops, skids to a stop.
I'll teleport on the back of his cat thing.
Okay. He's kind of like nervous.
I'll pull up the digital recorder and go, just watch this, it'll shed some light on something.
Okay.
What the
hell? Ace. Busy watching that for a few seconds.
Which I'm surprised because, you know, the Fae actually record it really well.
Yeah. So, you have resolved your little village situation. It's empty. Looks like the people were dragged away, consistent with what you were told.
Yeah.
You blowed up a whole bunch of crap.
Probably including the villagers that went missing.
And you two.
We're the ones who save people's lives?
How
thank
you.
Yeah. You okay?
Talk to the hand.
Oh, you don't know anybody.
Yeah,
our Ghostman man is that.
Yeah.
No, he's bright. There's like little sparks coming off of him. These, once they've been taken down,
we're going to have a war perception.
They look like wax 51s.
Hey, it's clearly a robot, not me. Thank you.
The same.
I would not have gone down that easy.
They're the right. They're not weird time distortions.
They're not some crazy future robot. They're modern tech.
These are, you guys took them out. The two of you took out four.
Yeah.
So you did. They're about what you expect.
Okay.
So the reason that we didn't catch it is that they come in so fast. How close?
The reason you didn't catch it also is you had he was rolling crap man for
seconds. No. But not only that, but my question is, if they had landed, are these things so they're like
they didn't have a chance to, they could have taken you down.
No, I don't mean fighting. I mean, would we be fooled into thinking they were who they were?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
It would take very little.
They're a little waxy. They're not quite right.
I'd love to see the robot try to control the shadows. That'd be amazing.
They have the ability to simulate.
Okay.
But not to.
It's a hologram. Look.
Now, can I looking at these tell who they
are? Yeah, there's a manufacturer. And then people buy them and then modify them.
Okay. There's nothing I can tell in a quick look at Mighty.
Who the technology check here?
I'm going to try to see if I can see.
Okay.
31?
What am I rolling again?
Technology.
Oh, 27.
Okay. So you got a 31?
31.
So the two of you working this out together, some of the stuff you're seeing in here, a while back, you come across something known as a HUTS system, Holistic Ultras Targeting System, which is a system that was built to let cops use robots to take on. It gives you better chances against superpower types.
Let them out-operate robots?
But it was deemed too deadly after a couple superheroes were killed by villains who'd used it.
Right.
So you come across that technology a little bit back, so somebody put it back out on the market. That's what's built into these. That's what made them maybe a little more effective.
So these are being controlled, remote operated. Can we hook up a tracer device to find practicing?
Try it.
Make a gadget that tracks it.
Or technology?
You can do one to complement the other.
Okay. So 27 on the craft check.
Okay. Yes, I can accept that. Not great. 17 on technology.
Tim would have pulled that off.
Well, if I can use my technical sciences, I can do 25. But if it's technology, if it's engineering, it's got a 17.
You know, you had a what?
Which is 27.
Yeah. Two of you working together are able to come up with something to.
Okay.
You're rigging components up and.
You're rigging up because, wait, those
it's
wires
the shortest
are
montage.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a montage!
It's a montage!
It's hard to know.
I think the 18 theme starts.
Oh, there we go.
There's camera angles and quick cuts in the next.
Dun 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 dun
sweaty in the dun.
They're not bolting steel plate to the side of a tractor and getting a device that throws golf balls.
No, that's,
I mean, come on, that's not the 18.
No, that's the thing. They are. And then they go, what? Why are we doing this? Oh. Then they have just this little tiny device. That way.
The other thing you find in tearing them apart and doing some of the traces and stuff, they were using Q-Source batteries. Somebody was, using your technology yet again. Abusing, I should say.
You mean they were stealing the hottest technology? Q-Source. I told you they have done this. Q-Source, if anything.
I got a big ego.
That's what the
so,
are
trying
goes,
mine is hungry. It goes,
so you're able to break this device up mostly with artifacts.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I understand. He's got the magic.
And you see this thing, and it's triangulating, and it's pointing off in a certain direction. Now, we'll get back to you guys in a second. So you've sheared through the door, and you and Cyropath have...
Well, I have a question about the village. Is there any way I could try just like a knowledge arcane lore to find out if there's any reason why people from this village like would interest the Fae and why the magic?
That's awesome. Go for it.
14 plus 14, 28.
You know, there are some legends of this area. You know, you've got you've got Yeti, you've got all that stuff. So this area of the world is fairly rich in mystical energies.
Okay.
In your knowledge of the Fae, that would be something that could easily factor in. Not to mention the mysticism that's frequently associated with the martial arts.
Okay.
You know, so you've got all those things. You're like, there is something about this valley that is a interest. And you've got a couple of things you feel have some potential leads here.
Okay.
So it's possible.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good, well played. Back over to you two.
I'm gonna pause. I think maybe we should call on the other guys.
Okay. Probably a good idea.
I've got to say, you haven't really been keeping your head in the game.
You want Chinese tonight?
I've got a lot going on, okay?
Get those Hollywood sluts out of your mind and concentrate on what you're doing.
Nothing like that. No. Hey, okay, listen, you're a girl.
She did it.
Listen, you're a girl.
Yes.
When a girl says...
I'm a woman.
Well,
I'm all a woman.
Sure. lost my train of thought. Right. You're a woman. When a woman says she wants to spend more time with you and then is all cries about it.
What did you do to her?
Well, not. I didn't do anything. I missed a few dates here. And you're a woman. Come on.
You're turning into an arrogant ass very fast.
Well, you know what? I'm not. I'm busy. I've got things.
Look. We're either gonna be in a team or taking orders from somebody like Artifact, or you are gonna man up and lead this team.
Well, Okay. If I need to lead this team, I need to lead this team. But Artifact has a lot of experience.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Now, to be honest, I don't even think I need this place.
We're taking this in the right direction with your...
To be honest, I don't even think I need to be in this group anymore.
Oh, you're big enough to go solo now, is that it?
Well, so are you.
We do good together. We do better together.
All this squabbling that we always have to do, come on. You cannot tell me.
Keep your head in the game. Take care of this mission, and there wouldn't be this squabbling. People doubt you.
Oh, so you're saying squabbling is my fault.
I'm saying you're giving them food for their fire. Fuel for their fire. You're giving them food, ammunition, whatever. Fix my metaphors. You're giving them ammunition. Right? They already think you're an arrogant ass, and now you're acting like one.
No, I'm not being arrogant. I have responsibilities. I have duties that I need to perform.
Yes, to this team. To this world. To this world.
Okay.
Not to some girl.
I'm not sure using the energies for something else, because there's no sign of that, but...
But
you're right.
We'll talk about this later. Let's get the rest of the team here now.
And Ultraman, by the way, you got your point too.
Okay.
Nicely done.
All right. get on the radio for these guys. Hello, team.
Portable radio is brought to you by Hodgson FM.
And you hear Ultraman go, oh, you gotta be kidding.
Kids these days with their cell phones. All right, yeah. Anybody hear me on this thing? Is this actually working for me?
No, not verbal at all.
I'm picking up on the Hutch phone. Listen.
So you're getting
trying to get an our signal.
Creative name there, Paige.
Okay.
You guys found something?
We found a lot of things. Just
now, I'm gonna ask, should we take the plane over, or should we just...
It's awkward.
You could,
We've been doing the Orkin Men of... We've been the Orkin Men of Justice over here. What have you guys been doing?
I'm gonna shrink down, because I don't want to have the embarrassment just ride on the back of...
holding on to the mystical helmet of Chiron or whatever the hell he's got.
So the two of you fly over, you two heading over to meet up with them?
Well, I was just saying, like, we just did whatever, what are you guys doing? It's like, so, we're looking at a village. Did you happen to, you know, accidentally slay any innocents while you were, you know, tromping off to do the truth, justice, and all that goodness of your black and white philosophy?
What are you talking about?
Can you just give us the information without the editorial, please?
I think the cold's getting
like
to it.
Question inside a philosophy file.
You've been spending too much time with variables.
Did your belief in free will?
Yeah. Right. So everybody ends up...
Quit fooling around and get over here.
This little area.
Keep your eyes open for villagers. Right.
Keep an eye out on the infrared for any heat anomalies.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Is there any sign that...
Not that I'm likely to notice anything.
Is there any sign that the ultra suit has been tattered? Or is it alien fibers?
Oh, if it looks tattered, it's only better. If it's tattered, then it's going to go straight to his website. Did you read that part?
He looks like he's
early video that found him in frequently in a shredded costume.
Slightly shifted to
that's
left.
Right. That's right. A couple of torch marks here and there.
We're all dragons. I'm really hoping so.
Where's I look great?
Like the webmaster of the Cult of Ultraman.
I'm glad you had to say that.
I mean, can't think of it.
Cyberpunk.
So, you've got your team gathered here.
Okay.
Looks like she's cutting through a door inside of the mountain.
Okay.
You see a tunnel that's been cut into the mountain, leading in somewhere else.
No other hidden information showing up on thermal?
Nothing on thermal.
I'm looking with x-ray, and assuming, is it an entirely metal structure?
No. It looks like it's been cut through the rock wall, but there is a metal door at the end of it, which you can see through partly.
Okay.
I'm going to say, look, back at the ship, we were attacked by impersonators of all of you. Unfortunately, I had to punch Angel extremely hard, which in one shot immobilized her. But that's neither here nor there. One of the important thing is that this technology was using Q-Source technology, also known as Hodgson Particles, also known as Hodgson Technologies, a subsidiary of Hodgson Communications. I developed this for the United States government. I understand that you guys,
however
you may laugh, I understand.
Why I hate
but,
civics,
but still, that my concern was there was a man I was working with who cut me out of my own company and used this technology, and I was concerned that he was selling it in Asia. And so, whether you want to laugh at it or not, it's serious tech, and it was in these robots that they sent after.
Cyberpath, how serious could it be? You guys defeated them on your own.
Cyberpath
well,
made
maybe
short
so,
work
but there may be something
stuff.
Worse than what they sent out as...
Well, we ran into some spider robots and an automated missile defense.
Cyberpath made very short work of a bunch of parka-wielding robots.
I'm going to look at the robot spiders.
Okay.
Same stuff?
Lower stuff. Yeah.
So it looks like this place has been tunneled out. There's another metal door way in there.
Pieces of the dead body. Yeah.
These are like much lower end versions of the wax stuff. So what they thought were just non superpowered. What they are like LMDs. You know, so they look human and easily. They look like I said authentic.
Yeah.
So
until something that's supposed to just go this, go squish. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't need to kill them.
They may have taken my technology and bastardized it, and maybe it's not that dangerous, but I know it's powering these some of the androids that we saw.
Who in Asia were they selling it to?
I have no idea. A man named Dan Newton had cut me out of my own company. Hodgson Enterprises, a subsidiary of Hodgson Biotech.
Oh, you named it after yourself. How typical.
Oh.
You look a little cold. I'll make like a shadow cloak over her.
Oh, now don't start.
But right. See how much Cyberpath just seems like he can concentrate so much better? I think I like this look.
What?
Right. So let's get on to this, investigating this base.
I think that's a great idea, Artifact.
I agree.
Stuck up much? Right. Let's go.
Oh, it's just nice to have a strong leadership at the head.
Ultraman, you're looking kind of worn. Angel, why don't you take points?
I've been busy.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take a few pictures for your fan site? Because I got the pictures
on the camera. They're wearing on Ultraman.
If you'd be so kind, Angel, would you mind taking points?
Sure.
It's okay, I got your back.
Turn off. I'll take second.
I'm firing up the cosmic awareness senses.
I am making certain things denser.
And gross.
All right.
So, heading down. All right, there's another door down there. I think that Ultra Man told you there's another metal.
Yeah.
Nothing stands in the way of the Sword of Celestials?
Nothing stands in the way of what?
The Sword of Celestials.
Shing!
One of the Ultra Man didn't warn you about are the two like energy cannons that were like, you know, you go, shing! Doors go flying and you see two energy cannons.
Run to the other side of the doors?
Fair enough. One of them hits you full on, and I'll take a toughness 30.
Okay, well, I cannot give you a toughness 30. I can give you a toughness 17.
17, so it's going to stagger you.
Okay.
This thing hits you.
I'm going to interpose.
Oh.
Angel! Wait!
That's a hero point, as you do the heroic thing, and you can give me a toughness 30. Now, your bruises would have gone away, Mike.
Okay.
This takes about a minute to clear up, which you're buying time with them. Wait. What about...
Yeah.
You missed the 555.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, let's go with that one today. No. God, no. That would be a 16. Yeah.
Whoa! He gets smashed into a wall.
Did you see those traps the woman gets you in?
Speak for yourself, sweetheart.
You might want to reconsider your last choices.
So, Ultraman took a vicious hit for you and smacks him into a wall with another cape between the legs. Woo! He's doing a lot of that tonight.
Is there time to pull up the video camera?
All right. I'm rushing this thing.
Okay. The short sword out, and
how do we get this?
You want to do some? Oh, let's do some initiatives. Give me initiatives, guys.
Okay.
All
right.
That way, roll.
Add a
d20. Oh! 22.
22.
30.
30. 2.
Nice.
2.
2. Yeah, but mine's 15. Oh, wrong way.
You're more methodic.
Yes. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Calculating angles.
I had a 30.
Trajectory.
That's me.
You 12. Alright.
30, 22.
Two
30s, actually.
Oh, yes. You?
The team.
The heroes. Oh, I'm sorry.
The heroes of this story, yes.
What was the...
very heroically.
Yeah, well, why don't you take point?
I failed by 30, 14. I failed by 14. Yeah.
Whoa, good. Crack, smash. So you'll kind of... I mean, 22... 22 was artifact?
Shadow of Helm.
Two.
Yes, that was...
Just one of those. And you were 12.
I got a natural 20.
All right, that's going to put us to Angel.
This thing's going to pay for what it did.
Okay.
Slice and dice.
You're all in the same tunnel, but inside it's about 60 feet in. What do you think?
So they're 60 feet. Can we get there one round in?
What's your move? Pretty good flight.
Yeah, I got a flight of 3.
There should be a movement next page.
Movement. 21 feet, running jump, doesn't say anything about flying.
Look under the flight itself. You move at 50 miles per hour, more than 50. Yeah,
All right,
take a swing at it.
19.
19 will hit one of them. And, you're vicious against this tiny spider. But, you're only barely able to, put a dent in it. You didn't catch it full on with the sword.
Okay.
So it's still functional and now it's.
So they're on like a turret, basically.
Yeah.
And they're pinned. Now, are they both on different turrets?
Yep.
How big is this hallway?
How big is this hallway? Oh, about 15 feet across. About 10. So, looks like it's able to hold quite a bit in here. I believe the next one is Ultraman who recovers from being stunned.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll spend a hero point to do it. I have plenty.
Do that. Just toss it out. All right. Now, well, you're staggered still.
Yeah.
So you can do a move or an attack.
Okay. All right. What I would like to do is... okay. That's cool. Go ahead. I will stand up and, well, get up and move up to the other cannon.
Okay.
Obviously, so, sort of going, ah. And then, you know, lay my hand on it like I'm about to do something, but obviously I'm
so staggered. So, angle's on one, you're on the other.
I'm going to the other one, yes.
Nightshade.
I look at Cyberpath and go, you know, if we can take one of those onto our side, that'd be really helpful. And I'm just going to give two pats to his cat and then teleport further along to see past the cannons, to see if there's anything over there.
That's a very good plan, by the way. I want to give you a real point for that. That's pretty ingenious. And you've got a big, like, ear-to-ear smile out of Cyberpath. Like,
he's proving himself.
Yeah.
I gave him a Christmas present, and now he can help me back.
And you said you teleport in?
Further past the cannons, just try to see if there's anything else.
See what's in beyond that. There is, what you've got here, you've got two doors on your left, you know, just beyond these things. And then on your right, in front of these things, you've got like a huge garage, you know, like roll-up door. And where you would have teleported to, because you teleported past them,
yeah,
looks like an elevator door.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to give you that all that information. And then variable.
You're super leap at the one on Angel. Okay. And try to disable the device.
So you shrink.
This is subpar technology.
And I shrink and jump times 50 on jumping distance.
Yeah. So it just disappears, and then you might hear it.
We see the little sound effect.
Yeah. And you're on it. So give me a disable device.
29.
So he's like, panel. And you've thrown out a pretty critical targeting system. It may not be offline, but it's not going to hit anything but the broadside of
Angel.
Hey, the broadside abroad? What?
Artifacts.
I'm going to ricochet shots from where I'm at the camp on the right.
Thanks. Take it.
Sadly, only a 12 on the range attack.
It's kind of your back in there.
It's not my choice.
These are the other two options.
I know. His options aren't great.
I think if we were going to become the
hot damn heroic so far.
So, artifact, you're a little disoriented.
I did the chivalry thing there.
I know, very good.
I mean, come on.
But it doesn't really do anything to it. And then Cyberpath, unfortunately, chose, following up on what you said, chose the one that you were tearing apart. He's like, and now the one that you're tearing apart is like, you know, rotating around because it has no targets.
Right, right, right.
He's like, damn it. That rolls us back around to Angel. The one that you were on, you suddenly see like, and loses targeting, and all of a sudden, just going crazy.
All right. The other one, though,
uh-huh,
going after it.
Oh, Ultraman's over there. Like,
yeah.
All right. Gonna try to.
Oh, dive right in. I have one little problem.
What's that?
Not my day. He's on. Still has a chance at a shot.
Oh, okay.
He's turning around. Level shot on his chest.
Right?
Oh no.
This is gonna hurt.
Nat 20.
You're the punching bag this game.
I am.
God, man. Work in the heavy bag.
It's ultra punching bag.
Go ahead. That works out perfectly. I was gonna just have you skip your roll and give you a hero point as this thing hits you full bore and blasts you into the wall. So again, this sideways with a this time going over his head. Smacks into the wall. Get a hero point as you get knocked unconscious.
Alright.
Somebody needs to spend more time in the danger room. Less time online, more time in the danger room.
I'm sorry, back to you.
The nutty professor.
Some of bitch must pay. Alright.
No, well, maybe. 16.
16 is good enough with these.
All right.
Yeah.
Taste the vengeance of my sword. Pow!
Nicely done. And you shear through, you split the barrel right down.
All right.
And you've got an Ultraman pasted on a wall. You know, she's been talking about that too. I'm hearing it's going to show up on multiple days. All right, so the except for the one gun that's kind of like randomly targeting inside the facility area, which is
probably shaking him for you.
Urban cowboy over there. So CyberPass, you know,
I got it.
Turns it off. And now you've got an Ultraman just, cape over the face, on the ground. We've got an Ultraman shaped dent in the wall over there.
I'm going to go to normal size, and I'm going to say, are you all right, Angel?
I wasn't touched.
All right, I'm going to go check on an Ultraman.
Okay. Ultraman is not having the testy, I wasn't touched, response. Show me where the bad laser hit you.
Is the cape actually over his head?
Yeah. It's a pretty embarrassing video.
It is.
I'm just going to stand there looking. Pretty embarrassing thing to say.
It's not video. Toss the cape.
Why would you say video? That's so weird. Why would you say that?
There's the elevator, garage door, and two other doors?
Yeah, there are a total of four doors.
Okay.
The land door that you're right in front of.
Are you okay?
Two doors.
Thanks, Artifact.
There's like behind you.
Be careful, man. Yeah,
it's a big rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just stand there for a second and
packs quite a punch.
Shadow, see if the whispers
are serious. You're right.
Any places?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Thank you, though.
And if
this is that friend of yours, he's been
the lift.
You will hear the lift.
He's got some firepower.
Can I also project the lift and keep it up? Okay. So I'm just my body leans against the wall and then I appear inside the elevator.
You're substantial.
They work.
We're doing
that. Okay. In that case, I'll bump up to the second level, see if it feels like the right place.
There's a point through the roof of it, through the ceiling, you're up in stone.
You'd be in stone.
Yeah, you go up.
Follow the elevator shaft.
So you'd have to go down.
Okay, follow it down.
So heading down opens into that. You find another. You can lift it up. And
my astral projection form is my head.
Okay. And looking around inside here. Or?
Yeah, just trying to get a sense of if the spirit, if the place is a magical area, and the fae are looking at the villagers being missing. I'm hoping that the whispers will lead me to the villagers.
Okay. So if you look outside of the lift, there's a corridor out of this lift, much longer than the corridor you were in. You see a couple more of those big guns, and then the corridor looks like it tees off.
Okay.
So you can't really see what's out there, but there's a whole bunch of doors on each side.
Okay. So there's two of the big cannons and a bunch of doors.
Right.
I'll go back to my body now.
Okay. And it's just a pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
My insubstantial body comes out of the shadow underneath my body and looks around at me.
An artifact was like you had a moment there with old friends helping him out.
Yeah.
Nice. Did I miss a dialogue bit?
Encourage me to keep an eye out for giant laser cannons. They kind of hurt sometimes. And I said, I said thank you to both of them.
I'll teleport.
I was actually concerned about it. I mean, as much as I think he's
kind of. He's an asshole. He's a great guy. Okay.
I'll teleport over to CyberPath. Did that work? Okay, we need you. There's two more.
He looks over the artifact, believe it or not. The CyberPath, she just told him, there's a couple more cannons downstairs. And he's looking, he would not look to you for, boss man, what do I do?
You think, can you get over here? Your system up enough?
I can tell you the distance and direction.
So he just kind of gets the eyes rolling up the back of his head, and he's like,
got him.
Great.
Good job.
So he
give like a tap on the shoulder and go like.
Alright, that was the only defense she saw down in that area.
Okay.
She described a long corridor,
bunch of doors down there.
Oh, and while we're just waiting for, you know, Tweedledee to wake up, I'll show them the video.
Well, how close am I?
The Bay guy.
So you see, like, a little.
So what did you discover? She was doing after projection down the.
Yeah, two more cannons down the level below us. A corridor with lots of doors. She's off as far as she made it.
Yeah, that's.
She's some kind of deformed child.
Probably. Scientifically speaking. Probably exposed to radiation.
Right.
Q force. You're
going to be hitting two down there.
No, no, no. We think of buildings.
Wait. You've seen the Sword of Celestials. You've seen whatever the hell gadget is he's got. You don't believe in mystical power?
I mean, it might be tech, I don't understand.
His name is Artifact.
Yeah, but it's tech. Why is this? Have you seen what I can do?
Yes. I just got shot. He just got shot by something you can do.
If you can take out Ultraman.
I hate to be the voice here.
Oh, and after
but,
the Fae, you see him and his ass like
but,
right in the air.
We have more pressing things to do than argue.
Right.
If, for example, somebody says a lie.
By the way, I don't know if I'm giving you two your hero points yet, but you should each earn a hero point for some of the stuff that you've done.
You did one earlier.
I want to make sure I got it. Alright, so you got a situation, I think a minute or so, 5 minutes, I think, passed for you to pop it off. You guys gonna wait for that?
Make sure to pick. Yeah,
he just needs to go rub some snow.
I'm, you know, giving Cyberpath, you know, good job, man.
Alright, so Cyberpath is there with it.
Yeah, and in that time, I'll go out and have a moment.
Deep breathing. Focus.
Moment of focus and introspective moment, you know.
Like that time that guy tried to beat you.
Obviously, my mind's not in the game. I need to focus on the task at hand and not be. I need to be a hero and be.
That's right. That's what I've been saying.
It's just like when you had to get psyched to take your PSAT.
Heroes have to sacrifice things, and I gotta. Okay. I'm ready. No.
Any systems you can tap into?
No need to tweak the bus drivers.
Got any security cameras? We can see where they're at.
It's okay. Yeah. We're trying.
I'm in. All right. What do they got?
Okay. Hold on. And he pulls out, as he's concentrating, he pulls out his little TDA type thing you guys have, and he's seeing the projected visuals from down below.
Right.
And so he's got this.
I'll just fly above, because they're probably all kind of
right. This layout is what he's projecting. So you got all these rooms and stuff.
And any areas can be easily labeled prisoner.
Funny you should say, because the thing that will probably catch you first is this room right over here. Where you see a whole bunch of like wire tubes, stasis tubes, with uniforms in them, including a revenant. So the dude that is wearing a revenant costume. So it's some villagers and stuff like that also.
When was the last time we saw a revenant?
Sorry?
When was the last time we saw a revenant?
A while back.
Yeah. That's an issue. Can you check and see if that's a robot duplicate or the actual Revenant? Check in his aura.
Do you have aura?
I don't think so.
Well, she turns into a magic form. I'm not sure.
How far away is that? Could I see?
Down below.
Example, I'm going to look with my X-ray vision.
I can teleport down there.
You can teleport down there. You're using X-ray vision. And you've got visuals. So you're just going to take a look down there and see what you're seeing on the video. Okay. It's a room, a whole bunch of these stasis tubes.
Okay. I'm going to look at the Revenant one and sort of concentrate a bit more. Does it have metal parts in it?
Or is that an actual
It does. I'm seeing metal parts in it.
So we got a robot.
We want to get down there?
I think we do.
Do we have a schematic?
Yeah.
I'm running the schematic, if I can, from CyberPath into my Hodgson design helmet. Right?
Okay.
And I'm going to shrink and go through. Air dust if possible.
Okay. Alright, so he shrinks.
Teleport.
Can you bring passengers?
I don't think so.
No. You can. He is an extra
effort.
Yeah.
It's not up to 250 pounds.
Yeah, so one person
is extra effort.
And then you can
these two are so amazing they can get themselves there.
Oh, sure. They're already.
So is that You get rid of the hero.
I'm sure that they're doing something bad.
You're just, it's extra effort, so you can be fatigued off.
Jealous much?
Or you can put the hero point to get rid of the team.
Okay, I'll do the hero point then.
Okay, so the two of you, she's got you down there next to the two. I see your guys like.
So I see a control panel or anything like that nearby?
Yes.
That's a variable. I could have carried you too.
See if I can, A, make sure the thing isn't turning on, and okay. B,
see if you see people like, frozen in what the two of you do?
I'm going to ask, what's his name? Tech Boy. That was an alien?
Cyberpath. You probably call him Tech Boy.
No. Ask Cyberpath. Can you tell me, what do we have to do to get from our level down there by normal means?
He points to that elevator.
But there's more cannons guarding the entrance.
Oh, I turned those off.
Oh, wonderful. Well, can you please turn the elevator on and take us down?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We finally get to know.
I pat him on the back and say, it's okay, Cyberpath.
You're doing great.
You are.
I got the rear. I got the rear.
Nice job, Shine Boy. Loyal and lovable.
He's getting all blushy.
Oh,
he's had a.
I left him with the hussy.
She's so
So we get it. Check out these other tubes. Are those also robots, or are those actual stasis villagers?
Everything looks normal on these others, but on all even Revenant looks red. How are you going to check them? Run some sort of scan or something.
Yeah,
I'm going to look at it. Are there lights?
Check for.
There are.
Are there any bad consequences to shadow form through people astral projection?
No.
Also, see if there's blood or if there's technology in the nearest village.
check for metal scanning.
These are more designed less for combat stuff, so they're except for one or two things, they're not going to be as obvious. That they're fake.
No, it's like
some kind of organs and everything. But you, right? Was it you?
I X-rayed and looked at them.
Okay, so you guys found those one or two things. I should have made you roll for perception. The idea was there, so you're able to figure out these all.
Okay, so I'll just start wandering to the voices and go like, okay, where are they?
The Revenant and the villagers?
Yeah.
They're replacing a whole village with fakes?
In Nepal.
A lot.
In a magic valley.
And is the tech they're using all these fakes still the U-51 tech?
A lot of the LMDs where it's like kind of with vision. All the components are human, except for on some of these they are couple, like Revenant because he's tougher. He'd have to have had some.
No, but what I mean is we've come across tech that we like the U-51 tech, which is what they encountered at the ship, and then there's the U-72 tech, which we fought earlier, which shouldn't exist yet.
Right.
None of this is that kind of tech.
No.
All right, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, this is all acceptable. All
right. Okay.
So do they have any programming, like what they're supposed to pretend to do?
You're going to try and hack in and stuff?
Yeah.
Serious tech. So you're going in hardcore.
That's a 25
is good enough because they weren't designed to be determined already. So you're
especially since I've got the administrator access right here.
It looks like they have a very limited set of parameters. It's almost like they're just set for a very small kind of looping thing, just something like a basic, thank you for rescuing us. And, Revenant has like a little thing that to reveal what he was doing, how he got here, etc. You don't find like a huge set of memories in any of them. It's very limited programming.
I don't have any long-term ones, but these are short-term.
Yeah. So it's not like Revenant's designed
for long-term infiltration.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a plan to shut down or recycle?
Give me another check. Use a computer check. Okay.
20.
Yeah. Damn it. You can't get that deep into the toes.
Okay.
But there's more to them. You're sure there's something else in there.
Okay.
Anybody else doing anything down here, by the way?
Cyberpath, let him...
Yeah, if we're there.
You've arrived by now.
Okay.
Door opens up.
How long have these things been built? How long have these things been here?
Oh. You can take a guess.
Ask Cyberpath when they were created.
Okay, so Cyberpath's like, they've been around, probably, and he kind of just rolls his eyes in the back of his head. They've been here about a month.
That's it?
I'm talking about the
Android. Yeah.
I'll collect the shadows in the room into a big fist and go around one of the big buildings.
Just crush it. Okay. It breaks just like...
And the next one. Okay. I don't like big villagers.
Yeah. Cyberpath, are we the only organic beings in this structure right now, in this whole building?
Does this place have any internal sensors?
He couldn't tell you if there are other fakes. He couldn't tell you if you're the only organic.
But there are security cameras that he accessed earlier, right? Is there anything else moving around here?
He does not see anything.
Is there a control room?
You know, really, where he's at is, looks like a full-blown terminal, like you said, sysadmin type thing.
Yeah. I asked Cyber to come back up and see if we can figure out anything else they have, planning to do with these things.
Okay.
What was at that village you visited earlier?
Nothing but the fame.
Is there nothing that would explain why they chose that village?
That valley is part of many mystical legends.
Oh, well, let me turn back my own mind.
Don't make too much of an effort, though, because using your mind might actually hurt.
My dear, if you knew half the things that I know,
ladies,
your boom brain would explode.
Ladies, please.
And then just a fist over the last guy there, and I'll be like, "We're really sure this isn't him, right?" And then say, "It's crushed."
All right, knowledge history to figure out the history of this particular area. That would be a 27.
All right. So it's not so much this area. You did history. Can you also do that knowledge or anymore?
Yes, I do.
You did that as a compliment.
I only got 12 on that. Okay.
So there was this thing about a forest dying off or something like that.
That's
in Germany, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But also here.
Well, there have been all kinds of problems. I will just say.
It was on the first page
right here.
There's a sense of. You've got kind of a creepy sensation at this point. You're like something is awry. Something based off of like what Nightshade said, this is an area that there's something wrong. You don't put your finger on it yet. But while you're doing that,
is it possible for me to look through this technology and see something that I recognize from any other manufacturers associated with Labyrinth?
There's a plethora of organizations.
But no one that seems like we can pin this on a thing there.
I have knowledge business. Is there any way I can try to figure out who does either business espionage or insider training or whatever in the area who might have had it?
You can try and come in with that, but based off the stuff that he's rolling out, he's like, this is such a, you're hearing
this is a Labyrinth system.
I only got a 14. I know the distributor that really works with all of them.
Having a hard time putting it in.
It's all stuff that they can be picked up anywhere on the black market.
Exactly. It's too much generic technology.
Okay, sorry. What were you going to say something?
So if you're kind of going through all this and in my shades and situations,
it's
something is wrong here. Just, you can't put a finger on it.
It's impossible for these constructed gadgets to detect magical fluctuations in the nearby ether sphere or whatever the fuck.
You have magical stuff too.
Yeah.
You've been around two other people who are very magical.
So they make like a thing that detects nearby distortions in the magic, whatever.
Exactly. And it's just a matter of like putting a couple components out and putting it. As you're doing that, going back to what you were asking, you suddenly see a holographic image appear on the wall, like over in front of the wall, near the instrumental room. The room you guys are in. And this person is a Chinese man, handsome, kind of athletic, tall. He wears green silk robes, and there's an image of a dragon that flows diagonally down the front of him. And his head is shaved, and he has a cybernetic hand, right hand. Artifacts. You recognize him kind of like instantly a WTF moment. It's like this, he's some second-rate villain who fought a long time ago. You are kind of inadvertently caused him to lose an arm.
Shot his arm off, he ran away.
And something about him.
Real heroes don't do that.
It's all fun and games until someone loses an arm.
Sometimes Baron Zemo gets his mask stuck to his face.
He's got this big cybernetic on now.
Somebody's compensating.
I know my problem.
For once, this isn't about you.
Notice check.
23.
That's an odd thing for you to say.
Let me know if you beat
23.
25. So I've got 23, 25, 28, 14. So these are my three. Yeah. You did, then you did.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
I got a 13, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't see anything through his mask. What are you doing?
I'm busy making the things. Hold on a second.
So, from your perspective, something about this guy is kind of looks cheesy. More cheesy than something that I'll get back to you on in a moment. 23, you'll notice something that I'll give you a little quick. There's like a little piece of like ivory or something that's dangling from a pendant. And then you have a 25. You're gonna see the same kind of sort of like something odd about the guy. Like, you know, you got the.
Does he have a name or something?
J Dragon.
Okay.
He was a real show. I mean, this is back when you weren't a very popular character, and they were just throwing all kinds of.
J Dragon. What rock did you crawl under?
You hanging out with the Melter?
I'm afraid of Britain.
So you have a laser.
Compound has drawn you in. It is unfortunate that we will not have the opportunity to meet in person, as I would dearly love to test my abilities against you now. As for your teammates, I have one word for you. Goodbye. You are not even worthy foes.
That's technically a hyphenated word. Two words, I think.
What did I see on the 28th?
So as he fades out, you would have seen the same thing. So but to you, it's just like this really, like I said, to two of you, it's this really inconsistent. There's like the cheese of the Oriental outfit. And then there's this like unicorn.
Like Unicorn Cave in Germany?
But you didn't notice it?
I know.
But see, when you put that, if someone says something, it gives you kind of a...
What the heck is up with that guy? Dragon?
Yeah. He wasn't really worth noticing.
You know, did you notice the horn?
Yeah.
When these cheesy guys go off genre, it always means something.
Yeah, that totally didn't go with his motif.
So that, by the way, for you, is that whole matchup. So now it's like starting to...
What'd you do? Artifact, what'd you do?
beat this guy in an arm wrestling match? What'd you do? Beat this guy in an arm wrestling match?
He was trying to, you know, steal some
technology.
Like, I think it was.
Oh yeah, that's original.
Which one do you want?
Even if it was a jack and a boat, if you had a and a dock.
I think you already have it.
I got a 25. I know.
You get a plus two permit.
Okay. Add that to your. So in other words,
this is basically 18.
This doesn't seem like his caliber of.
Several steps more confident.
Right. All right.
That's some of your work. What the hell is this? He boosted my stuff.
That arm is all Hajin technology, a subsidiary of Hajin Communications, also brought from Hajin Unlimited.
If you're not creating anything further to help the world, I think we'd be better off.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Nightshade.
Wait. Somebody write that down.
More importantly, I think this place is about to blow up or something.
Warning lights just kicked on, and Cyberpath says that. And you've got this big strobe effect.
Cyberpath, shut that down.
Yeah, the voice gently says, warning, base gone into lockdown. So 30 seconds to sell.
Cyberpath.
How strong is my force field?
We'll see.
Who do I think is the fastest?
I can teleport 5 miles.
Okay, I'm gonna jump onto her shoulder and shrink really small. Grab it.
Grab some hair.
Go ahead and teleport. There's no time. We gotta go.
Tempting as that might be.
Damn, you're heroic.
Okay, so you're like, and he actually poses like that too. Like, let's go.
And then it goes out to make a
portion. Okay, right. So she's at least giving you instant protection for the whole team. She's concentrating. I'm going to give you a hero point for that little bit of cleverness and rope.
Can you take a hero point away from him?
Give me a computer use as you're trying to eat him. He starts rattling shit off to you. Check the security subsystem.
Do I actually think that I can help?
I'm going to start. I'm going to start looking with my X-ray vision for some sort of a reactor core, something that could possibly be exploding.
That's surrounding us.
We need a point. We're kind of throwing in the. There's something that could go boom here.
Right.
I'm going to pull up my mask and get the computer. Okay.
Variable.
24.
Did you roll for your computer?
Yeah, I'm going to use improved roll here.
Okay.
Because 3 is not going to cut it.
Well, you only have to get a 10.
I got a 12.
Yeah, so two of you are hacking away at computer terminals, and you're like, with you. It's like, no! They just shut it off! And he rolls another subsystem out there.
Hey, what should I be looking for that's going to blow up in this place?
And give me a note.
Seventeen.
You know, you had enough training in physics class and stuff like that.
I do have knowledge of physical science.
You weren't daydreaming about Angel.
It's textbook. You're all textbook.
Right.
But you've seen what like a little mini nuclear core looks like.
Uh-huh.
There's a reactor core. Right across the hall from you guys.
I think I see a reactor core, guys.
My impression is our impression that this is.
The thing is, as fast as Cyberpath is running on computer systems, as smart as you two are, and you're like, you're just worrying, like, you know, you got it, and he's like, no, it's just
a hot guy.
Kick down the walls, anything in the way.
Alright, I'm going through the wall.
Yeah.
Concentrate too hard to do that around? Or? Because what I can do is, who can help there? And it's also less than 250 pounds. I can help
her.
Does she have to spend an extra point?
He weighs nothing.
I weigh now.
So I can get two people. Him
right. So she has to spend a point.
Right. Yeah, you should carry two. Now here's the thing. What Cyberpath is rattling off, what you guys are seeing, every time you're going through and looking at stuff, there's a huge force field that is kicking on that is enclosing the whole thing.
Right.
Ooh.
So
can I put my force field around their force field?
No. And that's the thing. Your teleport probably would not get you through this force field.
Okay.
So the three of you have pretty quickly put together, you're trapped inside. This looks like a death trap. On top of all of this, you've also determined there are several tons of explosives sitting just beneath your position. Right. So just beneath this floor.
How many instant moments do we have? Because I can go instant, and teleport everyone who's less than 2 minutes down one at a time. I can get two of them out the first time. And then
but you can't get out of this.
You can't get out of this.
Oh, that facility itself is
yeah. The whole facility. Okay. But as far as where the reactor core is,
you can get to the reactor core.
I'm going through the wall towards the reactor core.
Position of the explosives.
Yeah.
Can I create a catalyst that will convert the explosives to a non-explosive substance?
So let me get to that as your good question. So you've got all of you've got tons of explosives. CyberCast is working with you. He's like, I can't do it. There's a mechanical timer. I can't.
Where's the mechanical timer?
Below.
Below?
Yeah, I'm pointing down to the floor.
On the other side of the explosives?
Can I see where it is?
I'm sorry.
Can you tell me where it is?
Yeah.
I'm going to go desolder.
Okay.
Through my head, down through the floor.
Before you do that, seeing that you've done the computer stuff, you may also want to know whatever it was that started that mechanical timer. You know, he tells you that circuit's fried. He's like, no, wait. The only way to stop that detonation, we have to replace that circuit. It's the only way we're going to be able to stop it. Anything else we do, you know, you're rallying on, I can convert this over, it's going to trigger this if I go down and do, you know. No, there's a system down there.
Wait,
you didn't
replace my wire. What's the specification for the wire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To build a new circuit and have it deliver it.
Okay. So, yeah, you want this? And, you know, we can put a little pen together and show you what you need.
Right.
All right, so now you've got a circuit that you need to replace.
How quickly can you
roll out 22 seconds to self-destruct.
How quickly can me and you travel? Because I can teleport instantaneously if the trigger isn't.
Go ahead.
You can teleport and be back to me. She can teleport there to it.
No, because it's a fairly small subcar.
Oh, okay.
So you could, it would be a very tight squeeze of you. And then from what CyberPath has shown you, a little image that he's got of the video that was there. It's going to be, you're the only person who can fit in with the circuit parts.
Now that's going to shut down the explosion that we're going to see. But what about the reactor? What's going to shut that down?
Well, that's what I was going to tell him. You know, he's like, right, one reactor coming up. He's like, reactor's not the threat. Well, it would be if the explosion was off.
Okay.
I just keep the question up. It's like, don't go.
So anybody who survives the blast has a chance of dying from the radiation.
I am overconfident, but I still feel very good that I got this.
All right, we can do this. CyberCast, variable. If you're going down there with a certain part, I can guide you through the limited visuals I have in that area.
Okay.
So.
Communication system.
That challenge is not.
It's a hot communication system. There are laser systems down there. If I mess with those, it'll be a problem.
You don't need the laser systems. Are the laser systems going to shoot right where the timer is?
The defense system.
But are they going to see me if
I'm decent? I'm carrying a chip.
My uniform in polygraph.
All right, go ahead.
I'll get tightly to your chest.
You drop down, and their lasers open fire on you and pass through. So you've got the little chip, you get down in there, you pop it into this thing, and it shuts down. Comes back online where he can shut it down.
Right. Well done.
Now how is he going to climb back up?
So, unfortunately, that means you did not get
the reactor. Hey, guys. Hello?
And Variable sacrificed himself for the team. It's sad to see him. Sad to see him buried alive.
You say as you shear through the
wall. Like, wait, why did you?
Yeah, well, I can't say he's going to go up in my friendship, but the respect level, yeah. I'll give him that.
The thing is that I won't starve here. I'll just shrink small enough and go into the micro world. The adventure is a variable and not.
And it's only a 6-issue limited series.
That's right, but I beat up with a Coyer.
Yeah, and Goldham does the art, so.
Michael Goldham does the art. So. About the items.
Okay, so you come back out of there, you've got this thing all solved and stuff like that.
Okay.
Now you've got this situation. You've got this base that is no longer a threat. You explode. Well, not discounting there's like tons of explosives.
And the only villagers we found were fake ones.
So, artifact.
Yeah.
Got a situation.
What are the effects of that magic detector?
What happened to the magic?
The magic disturbance detector.
Well, I would say it would confirm what was kind of thrown out there by Night.
Right.
That, you know, that this thing that these two were like, what the hell was that? You know, incongruity.
Right.
So, you would have had a chance to, like, detect what happened. Minimal. Hologram. So it just detected like something on the hologram. Was
is there any way to trace where that hologram transmission came from?
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Came through their local system, presumably.
Yeah, so, to connect. If he's not here, he's got to connect to a remotely terminal.
For you guys with working with.
I got a sneaking suspicion we're going to jerk.
Why is that? I'm asking you in character.
Because the unicorn and the die-off in the forest in Germany is like a die-off in the forest here.
You know, you've got a lot on you. You know, do some triangulation, and it looks like there's the transmission came from this rough area, probably about 10 miles away.
I could be wrong.
I'd be surprised if the mountain doesn't
force you right down.
Force you down the hill. Okay.
Well, by the way, it's still a good connection. It means this guy could have done something up there as well that might need to be dealt with.
Let's back over by where the village was.
Yeah.
Maybe in the right direction.
Did you go into the mountain?
Back in that direction.
I went and checked every single building in the
mountain. Just checked the building.
I checked every building in the city. Okay. And, well, we tried.
You found no entrances to the mountain. It is.
Well, she didn't go looking for the entrances in the mountain. She just checked the buildings.
I don't know. Inside those buildings, there weren't any, like, little hatches leading down.
No, no. Okay. So it's possibly somewhere near the village, but not actually in a building where it's very hidden.
That's possible. And that would also, if that's where it was transmitted from, maybe that would be the reason they got rid of the village.
Right.
Possible.
Keep them from stumbling upon whatever they're doing.
Okay. The CyberPath, by the way, is like, you know, eyes roll back and it's like,
what the hell?
He looks over at.
What is it, CyberPath?
Okay. You may want to go down the hall. And he points
and
down.
Drop down the force field.
You know, where that is. He's like, he walks out the hallway and points down there.
What's he got something?
Okay.
Where?
Down the hall. Where the
Oh, right.
I'll teleport right.
Okay.
What's the matter? What do you see?
You go down. The door opens up.
No, let's
I'm standing right there when you open the door. Looking at
I know. We should detonate.
You see, your character is very familiar with this thing. You see a what amounts to an extremely high-end television studio. So you see TV cameras. You see like little green screen stuff.
Uh-huh.
You see massive computer terminals dedicated to the highest end stuff.
Right.
Or you've been on all these news channels and stuff, and you've seen the guys playing with like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so you've seen all the highest end stuff. So you've seen the extreme high end, like a news studio, with one section over here is the Ministry of your church. You see people over there. Another section over here are some of these folks who have been doing the news channel stuff, the little mystery fan club stuff.
Is there anything you should let us know about?
And these are like, you've seen, you know, a lot of times news folks will do stuff where it's just wearing a jacket and stuff.
Yeah.
These are robots.
They only have upper torsos?
Exactly.
So behind, behind the desk, you can't see there's anything. There's nothing else of them. But there, this is everything that is part of your hugely growing cult.
Right.
Is right here.
It's right in this room, basically.
Yep.
You're big in Nepal.
They were going to destroy your followers.
Who's if there's any records of broadcast making here?
They were going to ruin his followers, man. That's not good.
But the real question is why?
See if we can confirm that the broadcast that we've seen are recorded here.
Yeah. You've got every single archive, everything that's ever been done as part of this huge, growing cult of Ultron. You've got records of it right here.
I know why. Copy of that.
Are there any names in the records?
Well, enlighten me.
Any business names?
Nothing tells you who's doing it. No business.
That is true.
But everything.
Can we take a vote on whether Ultraman's been acting like an ass? All in favor?
That's not important right now. We have more important things to deal with.
So this might be the plot that they're building you up so that you can tear apart the team. Earth's greatest heroes. Variable.
Grant my head. I'll grant my head's not been in the game as much as it should be.
You got knocked out by a laser cannon and two rockets. That's
my
That's me.
You think Angel is doing better than you?
Right? That's B team. Am I wrong?
He's been distracted.
Lindsay Lohan?
What about Lindsay?
No!
You don't read Ask Magazine?
No.
I'm pretty sure that one wasn't true, anyway. That's not important.
I only read magazines where I'm on the cover.
The important thing is to figure out what the people were doing to Ultraman.
What was new? Just, yeah, what was just thrown out there a second ago by Barry about, like, you know, building up. I mean, it certainly makes a lot of sense all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
Variable set.
He's, you know, Variable and all the other titles.
Wait, you guys, and he's the arrogant ass? Really?
That theory came from the Hodgson Foundation. The NGO said,
I think you need to rethink your feelings about these bigger teammates.
I don't think he's an ass.
So you're saying they wanted to build me up just to tear me down.
I am not a slut.
Really? Tear this team apart.
The only
sounds like a very sensitive man with his...
You get the shadow cloak again.
I think it's time this cult got
ended. You're just jealous.
Ended.
I've got it unwanted, so what?
Right.
So is that the resolute face?
Can this stuff broadcast?
Can we set a broadcast?
It's set up. I mean, this is where they recorded a whole bunch of, like, all the fake news things, the ministry stuff over there. Everything that
I'm saying, if you want to puncture your image of vulnerability, somewhere, I think Nightshade and I have some footage from today that would.
No! Why don't we broadcast from the ministry and debunk it as a lie? Right.
That's
now.
That's what I want to do.
Make a call, make a station,
and show them. Let's show everyone that we are a team.
No.
I know, he's going to the big one.
Despite all of the rumors to the contrary.
Fans are trust falls. All right, I'm first. I'm not first.
And I want to go ahead.
Soluble. What's it mean for you?
He was willing to pay.
And I want to say that I want
to
say
so that they turn to
that. Yes, I've been a bit of an ass lately.
Think internet. You can record this stuff, put it out on YouTube or whatever channel.
There's no way to try to force the transmission on, like, over the other.
You could, and the artifact that they're talking about, like, contacting with other networks and stuff. You know, I don't know if this is going to matter to you or not. You still have the issue of this Jade Dragon guy.
Yeah. We got to go there really shortly, but Ultraman would like to take care of this.
While we're doing that, though, I can teleport him to the village.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, so you're going to record something?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go check the village out?
Yeah. You're going to record yourself going around the studio showing all the robots and shit?
Cyberpath's bringing everything up for you.
Part of that, one thing I want to do is I want everyone to be there, and I want to publicly, on camera, apologize to my teammates.
So before you guys take off.
And, yes, have my man moment, and sort of a coming-of-age type of thing. And basically, say, I am proud to be a member of the Vanguard team. Emphasis on the team.
But we renamed it the Ultra Team for our special purposes.
You basically do that.
So Cyberpath sets up the recording, the little robots come.
And I want to take a moment to single out every single person that's there. And be like, this is, I'm Ultraman, and you know me. You know, I fight for what's right. I want you to know that Angel fights for what's right. That Nightshade fights for what's right.
The Shadows.
Whatever your name
these
is.
Other people.
That artifact fights for what's right. That, and go through everyone, make sure everybody gets, you know,
Stumpy
fights for,
and that I am only one man. And I am a member of this team.
The tiny, minuscule man.
Okay.
You've resolved your little storyline. You've got coming of age thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well played. And
despite my best efforts, I have a single tear. Just one.
It doesn't go all the way down.
Oh,
it stays in. It stays in the rim.
Okay. Listening moment.
Right.
Okay. Nicely done.
All right. Now let's go take care of the bad guy.
Ultraman, you're my hero.
And then I destroy the studio.
Yeah.
The whole studio has to be destroyed.
Right. You have that little moment when the music swells, you turn around angrily, your little laser beam eyes. This will never be done again.
All right.
Yes.
On camera?
What?
Isaiah.
Huh? No.
but you did explode.
Let's go
cheat
bang that dragon.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
To the village.
All right. So,
I teleport him. And me, you, is one of
them. You'll see the little mountain thing kind of wandering around the building. You two appear.
Well, I'm near the thing. He's on my head, I guess. So
okay.
Beneath him.
Strapped in.
We're flying.
I'm like bedbugs.
Yeah, but I'm instant. You guys are flying. You're slow.
I know. I'm only going 440 miles an hour.
That's okay. I'm only going 2,500 miles an hour.
Oh, damn. All right.
Somebody's got to get
supersonic over here.
Oh, wow.
Don't forget Cyber Kid. He needs a ride.
Cyber Kid is riding his cat.
The cat's like going around like 20 miles an hour.
I'll ask him. Need a lift?
Sure. Ultraman. It was great watching you do that.
I could have done it without you, Cyber Kid.
Last time I did this, it turned inside out.
I'll watch the sudden stop this time.
All right, so you guys get back there. You see the mountain fay wandering outside the village.
What?
The little mountain
fay.
The probably exposed to non
technology.
It was totally the gamma people.
So yeah, you,
everybody knows that way
exactly.
Give me a notice check using your system
suspension thingy.
You got a 9.
Yeah. 9.
So he's up there, like, you know.
And I'll be looking at the whole mountainside X-ray vision and all that.
That's why he's been banished.
13. You got these two people up there with massive capabilities, massive perception.
There's a mountain?
Yeah.
What?
Alright, I'm down over
there. Okay.
Look, it is the village.
I don't think I'm
there. Some of my team.
13.
Oh, right, I put the rest of my team over there. Maybe I should try to do the same thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, give it a nose check. Uh-oh.
29.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, so you're kind of hopping around, getting into different positions, looking around. You point. At the same time you point, are you talking to the mountain thing?
Yeah.
So he's like, you returned.
It's tragic. The village was so pretty. It was such nice people. Everything was so simple. But
what about the mountain?
He's pointing over there.
So now you know where they took them. I asked.
Did you?
Yes. There's a bit of bad perception to the Fae on the other side, but you're right here.
They're in there. Which is, by the way, he's like...
Are there any other things? Just talking really slow. Are there any other things you might want to tell?
Someone was power. Great power in there.
Is that the guy with the horn?
And he utters a term which you would know, like a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. He tried to kill us already. He tried to kill us once already.
He mentions that his spirits were alarmed by this whole thing happening.
Okay.
Right.
So, kind of coinciding with what the two of you had together before. What? And by the way, you got him like there, her going there, and all of a sudden, your little magical thing goes there. Pointing all along.
I just had it upside down. Yeah.
And we land and we go, we got nothing.
Yeah.
There.
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 Oh my god, a Vanguard!
Move up!
Whoa! We land and go, what the heck is that thing?
No, it is legit, but I
am. Oh, okay.
Hey, little guy.
Okay.
They're hard to communicate with.
We have a team
they think rather differently.
Oh. Stick around. I'd like to have a conversation with you.
They live in the shadows. Things are cloudy.
Hi. Mountain Fey thing.
That probably wouldn't make the cut.
They live in perpetual shadows. So things are cloudy.
Delete the scene.
Yes. Bonus track. Oh, God.
All right. All right. So you got confirmation. There's a hollow section of mountain over there. Now that you know, X-ray in your hands. Oh, they're like, yep. The artifact right there.
Vanguard, move up.
So like, Ultraman, try opening your eyes this time. Right, my bad.
Down.
Oh, sorry.
So you've got a little,
not the moon base, this stuff.
Oh, right.
Ball, or fake, saw it, a mountainside. How are you going to deal with that?
Sword. Can opener.
Alright, so.
Yeah, I'll look for, like, is there an entry point in there?
Well, she's made a door.
Yeah. Yeah, but is there a different entry point in there? I mean, it's like an entrance, like a hatch or something like that.
Yeah.
About 10 feet over that way?
Yeah. So she is essentially creating two.
Do I see any people, like skeletons, walking around inside?
Oh,
last time I walked into a door, I got shot by a laser. I'm making my own door this time.
You see, by the way, this has the layout just like the other place. This is the first level. And
looks like the layout's just like the just like that other facility.
It's a mirror image. And
interesting.
So, like, the thing that you saw, the entry would be like that.
Right.
She's just sheared a hole through a section up here, and now you're looking down in here. There is somebody exiting the lift as you approach. And he's got a huge swagger. He's got like a green rose going. You had X-ray.
I'll X-ray him.
Kind of like this cybernetic arm thing. Clang. Just a big swagger, like, must I deal with it? Do everything myself?
I think we just found the dragon guy.
I recommend we ask questions and punch him. Not necessarily that order.
Cyberpath,
agreed.
Power these laser cannons.
So he seems to concentrate. He's like, they're down.
Good.
Jump down.
You want to go into initiatives?
Or are you
going to give me orders?
7.
22.
You might teleport in too short a time.
What?
21.
22. What the
fuck? Oh, great boss.
Twice in a row. Who has a higher dex?
I have a plus 8.
I have a plus 8.
You'll go at the same time.
Alrighty then. Sounds good to me.
22.
I had somebody go higher than a 22.
21.
21. What was
11.
Yours?
I start going down, and then they have passed.
But we be the greeting party.
Okay. So, Artifact, this is your moment of glory. This is you taking command. What do you do? They've already had somebody said, Cyberpath, take the guns out. That's done. Cyberpath's concentrating on that.
The game is over. J-Dragon.
Game is over.
You weren't important enough to remember the
J-Dragon, right.
Okay, ringer.
Something along the
baselines. You've got this.
Surrenderer and face justice.
A couple of guns that are inactive. And then you've got an entry area up here. This is up above that you slice through. And you've got the door back here that opens up in here.
Slice through the map?
Yeah.
What's
that? Looks like something launched out of it.
All right. Starting with you gave a give it up, Jade Dragon.
Yes.
Game over.
Surrender and face justice.
Oddly enough, I am happy you survived.
He walks out this way.
Is that the Psycho Man? I had hoped to have a chance to test my abilities against you after all. And he just does one of these things and points up with a totally unnecessary hand. Is there Kirby Crackle? Yeah.
Yeah, Kirby Slots, Kirby ball. Dots all over the place.
Yeah.
And he shoots up through this gap that she's just slashed through. Blast shoots up and attacks you with a nat 20. Probably be a bad thing. You're looking at 40 toughness save.
Right. Damn, that's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, but the question is just how screwed up are you going to get?
So a nat 20 always succeeds.
Yeah.
You want to make a roll just to see.
I can try.
Okay. You got a
five. How does this encounter work?
Huh?
How does this encounter work?
So I covered this with someone else, but obviously not with everyone. You have a chance with an instant encounter to say, like, wait, that's this technology stuff that he was talking about.
Yeah.
I've got the, you know, quickie, and you can just, like in D&D, you can have counter spells.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of thing. So then you can be your power against that power.
So I'm trying to do that.
Okay, so you're going to pop your counter blast. Go for it.
That's a hero point?
Yep. So you're like, and you manage to quickly pop a modified
counter ray. Anti-energy blast.
Yeah. And it comes out.
Anti-Hodgkin's ray.
Slash cartoon thing exactly. And you get a bit there where it's pushing you back, and finally it explodes a few feet from you. It hurls you back up into the air. You're stunned.
Okay.
Not even anywhere close to what you would have been.
Right.
So it's like 0 point gets you out of it.
Bye.
I love space. All right, so that was my action. Angel, and then Ultraman, your order.
Go ahead, go.
Okay, well, I will... she sliced open this kind doorway, so I will fly down there.
Okay.
Where is he?
I'm getting knocked off the mountain.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I can fly. So I can
okay, yeah.
He's knocked the ways up into the air.
Ooh. All right.
Okay, well...
Retro, smart!
That's what you get for presuming to give me orders!
All right. Well, I will fly down just and land. You know.
Is this one of those really cool...
Yeah, everyone's got to land by way.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
All right, yeah. Stand up. Stand up this... Dragon, I've always wanted to shake your hand. And I'm just going to fly towards him and try to pretty much tear the cybernetic arm off.
Go for it.
That would be a 21.
Okay.
Melee.
So you fly forward, you're right on target, you go and you almost wrap, and at the last second, he's not. And then... breaking the rules of the game, he just kind of gives you a little push in the back and slams you into the lift.
Okay.
With the energy blast smacking into it.
Wow.
Damn it. You didn't get quite the cape over the head or anything like that, but it was still.
How do you do that?
I know, you can't do that. It's almost like I burned a villain point or something.
No kidding.
I know.
You're all right. I'm going to fly up to him.
Okay.
Fly right as he's doing that to him. Pull up to him. I'm going to make a grab for that pendant around his neck and saying, "Kids shouldn't play with things like this." Try to rip it off his neck.
Go for it.
What do I need to make the roll?
It was going to be that attack.
Okay.
A melee attack.
All right. And I want to do an accurate attack.
All out. You don't have to do any damage. You're just trying to grab.
Okay. All right. What kind of bonuses do I get for that?
That would be good. You can take up to 5 away.
Alright, do it.
This is going to take away from your defenses, by the way.
That's fine. I don't mind him hitting me back. I want to try to get this thing away from him. So that'd be plus 14. 17.
You have overstepped your bounds.
Variable. Nice setup, by the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to leap onto his hand.
Okay.
So I have, I don't know if any of these count. Precise strike is different.
It's a precise
melee. Sneak attack?
Yeah.
That's damage.
My goal is to leap on and then use my disabled device.
Right.
It's my turn off.
Right. I'm going to take your sneak attack. I'm going to turn that into an additional plus 5.
Freaking savory.
Okay. So just do a disabled device.
13 plus 20.
So you know this is your stuff. Like, there should be a panel right here. You tear it open. And now I need a toughness save from you.
Damn.
You don't really have much base at this.
No, but hold on a second. I'm going to do second chance. If I fail, then I have to get trapped.
Good.
So if I fail. Well, what is my toughness? 14. No, 16.
Okay, but it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Slightly less
so,
better.
So you see, you know, like all of a sudden this growing, a big spark of energy, and Variable just screams and gets flung back against the wall over here.
But,
right? Something like that.
Do I grow my full size?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bad timing for you because you're vulnerable, stunned on the ground.
What am I?
Sorry,
you're not my damage.
Oh, you're a stun. So you take a bruise and a stun. And then artifact. Your team, you have, this guy's tough. So you're covering, like I said, retros or whatever.
Yeah.
You kicked on. I'll hold back. You can get back into the action if you do a full move.
But wasn't he starting last round?
You go last.
Yeah.
So I use my extra effort to increase movement.
This is before combat.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, right? No, you're right. When combat started, I tagged him, so
okay.
You can do a move action.
Can I use my increased movement after the first to get back in time?
You bet.
Okay.
So, that will give you an attack skill if you want.
Yeah.
Now, you'll be fatigued if you do extra effort, unless you're burning another point.
What is fatigue going to get?
Minus 2s.
Yeah,
I'll take
over.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Go for it.
So
you're from here, I guess, and you're down in there, and you see Variable kind of smoking on the ground. You see Ultraman still trying to pry his face out of the lip, and you see Angel's in a really, you know, like vulnerable spot. She's like this, and he's, you can see him kind of shifting around with his, looks like he's going for cheap gross.
Can I fly down in there and grapple him?
You can try. So go for it.
So grapple check.
Right. It just got worse. So, I'm going to give you a real point for this. Two of you go down in a tangle.
Oh.
He ends up taking you out of the blast. But,
sure.
Nightshade, your action. You're going to get a hero point out of that, too. This is a very unfortunate situation. We're both prone.
Okay, could I teleport on the ball with the pen?
Yep.
Okay, he'll teleport there and go like, "Don't you know that DD doesn't pay? Trust me on this one." And then I'll go and try to hit it with the Shadow Blast.
Okay, go for it.
But I don't know what range.
Okay.
22.
All right, let's go tag him.
Says DC 25.
Ah. And he shrugs it off. You hit him, he reels a little bit.
And then can I use shadow blending at the same time?
Shadow what?
Blending.
Oh,
this is free action, it says.
Yeah.
So I shoot, I have a bunch of shadows that collect to me, I shoot them at him, then the next shadows that come over just go over me, and I kind of...
Alright, so you've suddenly gone, I will deal with you in a moment, for now, the greater threat must be changed. And he turns around to the two of you. Like I said, you get a hero point out of this. And you get more furry balls of energy and stuff. Crackle, crackle. And he lets loose a blast on the two of you. Not a 20 this time, but I do tag you. And you're going to need a toughness 35.
Jesus! I can't make that.
You can come out of it okay.
Alright, I rolled a 30.
Okay, so you're going to take a bruise?
Alright.
Oh, no, it's a stun. Bruise and a stun.
Bruise and a stun.
Which is not that bad. You just kind of wibble and wobble the next action.
Okay.
18. So you'd be staggered by that unless you want to burn a hero point to reroll.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an 11.
Yeah. So, yeah, so if I roll low, it's 10.
1 to 10 or adds into it.
So that's a 15. So that's a 28.
28. So, again, you're not in that battle. You take a stun and a bruise. As this energy hits, washes over the two of you, the fact that you both are very tough don't feel it.
Yeah.
You were stunned, so your action is kind of like shaking this off. And he smacks you up into the wall. The two of you kind of get smacked up into there, and you shake off. You can burn a hero point and shake it off.
And then have a full action.
And have a full action.
Alright. I'll let him go first since he goes first. Well, I'm going to see if I'm, you know, he might do something as a game changer.
Have you had enough of this crap?
I pull the head out and activating the comm link. Hey, Cyberpath, do you still have control of those turrets?
Yeah.
Why don't we show him how much of a punch those have?
You can almost feel the little smile. There's a nuclear reactor down there. One shot is all I need.
And then I'm going to hold my action until his, and basically...
Classic. Hero point coordinating kind of thing. You can hear the... Star Trek, laser overload.
Yeah.
And, he's like, what is this?
I'll turn around and say, hey, Jay Dragon.
I'm looking down.
You forgot one thing. Those guns pack a punch.
No! The guns both simultaneously go off.
And basically, when those go off, I'm going to fire my heat beams at them, too.
Classy. Okay. They both tag it. And you see him get lifted. Oh! And he's airborne when you let loose with yours.
That would be a 16 with range.
16, and because I'm going to count that as a coordinated kind of attack.
Okay.
That'll tag him.
Okay. Laser eyes to bat.
That's not very heroic.
That's
oh god,
that very strategic. No press.
Okay, so I rolled a 1 for my toughness.
It's a DC 28. My beams are a DC 28, so
he rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's up in the air. You let loose, those things have let loose. He's looking really bad before I even go to aim the fire.
Now, I will burn a hero point to pick off the stuns.
Okay. So this guy is now like, oh, and hitting the ground. And these things are like barrels of melted.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do the same thing as last time. I'm going to walk up to him and grab that pendant and say, here, give me it. And rip it off.
Okay.
And that will be a 30, I think, once all my bonuses are in. Because I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. So... 29, actually.
Yeah, so he's on the ground, stunned. No! Yeah, he hit the long... Yeah.
Yes.
No! And you can see energy just
pull away with this, as you're pulling it away from me, you see, with magical energy, you also can see.
Variable? You want
boys
to disarm
play
him?
Toys.
Alright. I think, Artifact, you're up.
So he's energy pulling out of him.
He's looking very weak right now. And stunned. And from. Variable and Artifact. Sorry, I almost missed you.
I'm going to spend a hero point to no longer be stunned.
Cool.
Can I ask it? Yep. I'm going to defense, go there, and try and pull the arm.
Okay.
With my strength.
So he's doing this.
52.
That's my stuff!
That makes it where you're less defense, you're easier to hit, but you have a better chance of hitting.
So, my melee is plus 16. Plus 19, roll to 19.
Oh,
so, and I have a 52 strength.
Yeah, you tear it, there's like a spark shooting out, all kinds of components exposed and stuff, and a nice slow motion that almost aligned.
That's my stuff.
And he's getting feedback now. Artifact.
Right. Recover from stun arrow points.
Okay.
And let's add some more blasts.
Finish him off, huh?
Yes.
Nightshade. He's getting ready to take a shot. Are you want to try and combine the...
all of the built-in cannon and get ready and go like, that monster's a bigger threat than me.
Okay.
What's that? You think that hussy's the bigger threat than me?
Well, he's stunned, prone, etc. 17. So the two of you kind of let loose at the same time, and the energy's hit, and of course it's kind of like science and magic. Which,
matter and antimatter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria!
Yeah. Are you feeling nice on the same person?
Yeah, there you go.
So he's on the ground now. Smoke pouring off.
Easily defeated.
And you're able to just kind of soak in the moment. Right? You're just taking this two-bit punk that was smashing you around down through.
You're under a citizen's arrest.
There's some really good cheesy dialogue.
That's true. That was good teamwork.
They never see it coming.
Yeah.
As you're looking, you're taking in this complex and thinking through the moment, all of a sudden, in a homage to 1970s, early 1980s comic books, you see a holographic like headshot, right? The little talky head thing, literally, appear in a ring around you. You see these folks who are wearing hoods. So you've seen some older comic books,
The Hive,
The Secret Villain.
Yeah.
Who are they? Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's Nixon!
The secret, secret society, what was it called? The secret army or whatever.
Six of these heads. But one of them also has a, you can see there's a hood on the hood.
What?
You would recognize the person as the black hood.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh no.
So,
is that your hoodie?
The hooded hood. Which, by the way, goes with the dialogue, which is coming up.
The hooded hood! Nice!
Always the hooded hood.
And Ruby Rogue is there too.
You probably can see this in Victory Vanguard. It's anything but. You're hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
Teetering on the edge of a precipice, moments from destruction, you've discovered nothing we didn't want you to discover. Your days are numbered. The public is turned against you. Petty squabbling.
Can you trace this?
Working on it. Your petty squabbling only accelerates your demise. When the time comes, you'll be too weak to stop it. Only more of a booming, echoing laugh.
Right.
Moving on and on. Right.
Here's something you didn't think we'd find out. We're a team!
Nice.
Come on, like it, man.
One team.
No, we say that all together at the same time.
Oh, there you go. That's even better.
Yeah. Somebody has to throw us a Twinkie, right?
Yeah.
You're a point for everyone on that.
And it's important that in the sense that death trap you were in before, again, but this time, you got 3 points and you're red.
And we got a hole in the ceiling to fly through.
Working the three of you together,
right.
Doing your, and then this time you're like the strong and the teleporting type. You can teleport them down there before anything can happen and prevent it.
Yeah.
So just kind of hand waving you through that little non-event.
It's only basis point.
What is in the place that was in where the TV station was?
Okay. It's a duplicate. This is basically exactly a duplicate.
Yeah, not anymore.
Right down to the
when you look at those, and you're like getting ready to crush them and all that. Well, that's real.
Oh my!
It's the real one.
Oh,
villagers. It's like
we want Revenant.
Wait,
I feel like that's a pretty good thing going.
Yeah, I'm not really sure we need Revenant back.
We need two big players.
Exactly.
Revenant's putting the time with his team.
That's true.
All right. Also, if I rescue him, he will never hear the end of it.
I like the way you think.
So you pull him out of the tube, you get Revenant gives you this whole backstory of how he was ran with a criminal organization and blah, blah, blah.
Did you not think to ask us for help?
We'd love to.
Oh, you left the team. Oh, I'm sorry.
You might not have been a member of the team, but you can always ask us for help.
You never leave the team.
Which, of course, you get not a single tear. Revenant doesn't cry. You get a kind of a grudging, respectful nod. Maybe I've learned something here today.
Maybe you have, Revenant.
Maybe you have.
Breaks the plane.
Alright, so, in rescuing them and getting more information, it kind of fills in the blanks on some of these other guys, like the criminal organization he's looking into, etc. Not all that relevant, but as you're doing your hacking, getting records, etc., a last bit of information, you're like, there is a difference, because you were just kind of like running a data comparison.
Yeah.
You know, there is one difference between this base and the last. And when you do you play that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a message that you can recognize as your Booker S.
Hello.
It's like this recording of a message you sent a few days ago.
He's like, after the assassination attempt?
Oh yeah, this is quite a while ago.
Okay.
He's like, I'm honored and intrigued by your offer. I accept, but with one condition. I want to be the one to lead the final assault against the Rat God. I want to be the one to destroy. And you on the other end of it, you hear the hooded hood.
No God.
That's the extent of that little message you're able to pull about. So you kind of undone the damage that had been done over months. Produce a team in a critical moment. You had an opportunity to show that you are the kind of leader that this team is. But maybe at the same time, you see that maybe they don't really use you to have that person. You don't have to be the Revenant. You can't work together as a team without somebody pushing you.
We're a decentralized people's collective. Of justice.
Hey.
Power to people.
None of that commie stuff here, man.
Did you get that far in history class, kid?
We just had it last
semester. All right.
Because they teach your name, right?
I remember McCarthy. Oh, I know I do.
And I've got an object, too.
Yeah, but you built that object.
Now, here's the thing. You know she acquired that.
Yeah.
You've got that sensation. First off, this is, unicorns are kind of known. That worn.
To be burning living sweats at the stake. Drop it now.
Hell no.
What happened to that wart? And this was taken away.
Oh, yeah.
So
we need to return this to the unicorn hole.
But also, this has healing stored in my powers. You got Angel sitting there.
You know what I'm gonna, you know what I want to do? How can we focus these healing powers? How can we utilize them?
Probably knowledge arcana. But that's probably,
I got knowledge arcana out the wingway.
It's very, very.
That's a clinical term. Yeah, that's a clinical term there.
Yours is kind of academic knowledge, whereas, so in other words, like you might know the theory behind it. If only you knew someone who had applicative arcane knowledge.
Well, somebody who I could trust?
Well, you could put that in a
if you'd like to, we could send it over to Hodgson Metaphysical, which is a
term. I'm going to choose to ignore you. And look over at Nightshade. We could learn a lot from this, and we could do good with it. So, if you're willing to work with me on this.
So you want
to
work together on this thing?
No, I mean, she's the one who's got a problem with me. I'm a problem with her, and then she's got a problem with me. Okay. We should study this.
Okay. Of course, now while you're studying it, it's not in that forest.
We can study it in the forest.
Okay.
You're not 200 and something pounds. I can teleport you.
Okay. So, an opportunity to come to grips with a little bit of what may be considered.
Yes. The first thing I wanted to do, though, was, and I know this is going to sound cheesy, I wanted to,
that's what this game is.
I wanted to try to figure out a way of giving this guy his arm back. Because maybe his whole villain motivation is revenge.
You want to take the adhesive X off of their troopers.
I know, but this would be a way to make it good.
Yeah.
Regeneration.
Okay. All right. So you're like going to discuss this with your dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to use your arm back.
So I can craft a shadow arm, and then we can get to light the shadow and regenerate
it. I think Artifact has something he'd like to say.
Okay.
If he just behaves, I'll blow off again.
No, we really don't need
Yeah, wait up.
Maybe we don't need a leader after all. Yeah.
There's a bridge building.
Leader and moral compass nods to
death. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So we'll end with you having worked, not extended a hand.
Yes.
You having kind of come to where you've gone awry.
Right.
Were you having sort of established yourself?
Also, newest this technology.
Okay.
That stuff works.
In the hands of the enemy about, is amazing.
Seeing about getting control of this company. Like the guy who sold it to him.
Okay. So you've got another avenue to pursue and maybe finding your relationship up with him and writing
him. And, being his friend as well as getting to see to it that his genius works for me too.
Practical and pragmatic, right?
And with the discussion that Ultraman had over here, I think he might be have to consider breaking up with his girlfriend.
You mean this conversation you had with me?
Mm-hmm.
The conversation we had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
This is great stuff. A girl we know from high school.
Oh, okay.
An Angel,
according to my thing, you've been, where is it, not background. Oh, here it is.
If you want, you can hang on to the character sheet.
Oh, yeah.
You've been taken to the terms of public sluts.
I do need Angel back.
Oh, no. You need everything back?
Not the character, not the front, that part, but the background stuff.
Okay, so you need that?
Thank you.
paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games. Hey,
don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.